Starmie, welcome to our podcast.
Woo! Thank you so much for downloading it. You're amazing.
We would like to talk just for a moment about Bear Canyon CrossFit.
Mm-hmm. They've officially sponsored our podcast.
Yeah, amazing. Shout out.
Thank you, Bear Canyon CrossFit. They're up on Eubank and Osuna. And if you're looking to maybe shred the weight, the fat like me, well, you need to hit Bear Canyon CrossFit.
Dex, you're looking great today.
Thanks, you are looking
you
pretty good.
You look like you've
friend.
Lost like 1,000 pounds.
I did, 1,005 pounds.
1,005 pounds, that's good.
Man.
That's got to be a record.
Yeah, well, it's
got to be a record.
Not true at all. It's worth the money that you're going to invest. $115 a month, unlimited CrossFit with a 12-month contract.
I like that. And, of course, we're all there at Bear Canyon doing it ourselves. I mean, I'm not needing to lose any pounds. But it is actually making me eat healthier, so my diet's improved, my sleep regimen has improved, and my mental well-being has improved just by working out.
Bear Canyon CrossFit, Eubank, and Osuna.
BearCanyonCrossFit.com. You can sign up for your free first class. There you go.
Wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey.
It's back to reality.
I love that show.
It's very hip to be on the show.
Best show since no other show.
Happy Tuesday.
I love you guys. You are hilarious.
Guys, there's a new flavor of candy corn.
What?
It tastes like brunch.
Wait, it tastes like what?
Like brunch.
Like brunch?
Like brunch.
Like branch?
Like brunch.
Like trees.
No, listen, look at me.
Brunch. Brunch?
It's like breakfast and lunch. Look at me.
Brunch.
Brunch.
No, look.
Like biscuits and gravy?
Brunch.
Brunch. I absolutely love you. You're thoroughly entertaining.
I'm very excited. It's Tuesday.
Another Tuesday.
You know what? I think we're gonna turn in our resignations today.
Yep.
Thank you,
what's
sir.
Your name? We want to write you down as a ref.
Yeah, Frank and Lansky says, yeah, you can put me down.
Steve-O, did you hear that?
Resignation time.
We're not leaving, guys.
Yes, we are.
As the program director,
he just said
I cannot accept
he
your
He just said, sometimes, though, this is it's a good opportunity to try to maybe get more money.
Okay.
I'm okay.
Are you okay?
I am not a morning person. Wake me at 10.
Come on. It's showtime.
Good morning.
High today of 83 degrees.
Hi, Gene.
Beautiful Tuesday. Welcome to the show.
How can you tell? It is pitch black outside.
Yeah,
pretty dark outside.
It's so dark.
Beautiful Tuesday. Beautiful. Meow, meow. Meow, 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 meow. Meow.
How you doing? What's happening, guys? Really? Anything going on?
Chilling.
You know.
Chilling, dog.
New Music like Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, we got a big show planned for you guys during New Music Tuesday. So let's jump right into it, Tao.
Okay. This first track is from V Rose. We played one or two of her songs.
Pronounce bros.
Bros, bros. We got some bros for you, bros. New single, Storms, compares the story of our lives with Matthew 8's story of Jesus in the boat with his disciples. He's on a boat. When the wind and the waves of life rise up, we forget to trust in who we know God is and who he's always been. When we call on Jesus, he calms our distress. This song will remind listeners of God's character and to put our confidence in the one who's walked the valleys with us before. Again, I want to... Okay, real quick in the bio here.
Yeah.
We're talking about the storms and calming the storms and all that stuff. Why did we switch to a valley analogy?
Because it's valleys and rivers.
It's waves. He walked on the waves.
Yep.
Well,
that's, you know what?
That's very true.
They need me to write their bios. You guys got to see my bio that I wrote.
Did you write it?
I wrote it.
Oh, man.
Yeah, for something else. For something you need to just...
Well, you said it on the air. Now you have to read it on the air.
Okay. It's got bad words in it.
Okay, maybe not that.
Oh, man.
All right.
It doesn't have bad words in it. Anyway, this is Storms from V Rose. You guys tell us what you think about it at facebook.com/star88fm, or you can hit up the live line, 585-LIVE.
I have only ever known.
never known you to be one who does what you say you'll do.
V Rose, Storms, Star 88.
Whoa!
New Music Tuesday. Tell us what you think of V Rose. You can text the show at 585 Live or Star 88 FM on Facebook.
And so much feedback. Good grief. You guys calm down.
Yeah. A little slow at this time.
Nothing.
It's all right.
Not a one.
It's all right. It's okay. What'd you guys think of it?
For the longest time, I thought she was saying, still the star.
Who's that girl that sings, rise up and something feel around you?
Whoa.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You guys, unintelligible.
You guys know that one. Hey, can you do it again just one more time?
Yeah. I will rise up. Yeah.
Just do that last part again.
Yeah. Dex, you guys know it.
Dex, you try singing it.
Yeah. That's what she sounds like to me. Whoa. No, come on. You get it. Yeah, there you go. That's close.
Oh, man. Yeah, let us know what you think of it. It was all right. It definitely, I don't know.
Wait, we got one.
Okay.
Jamie says, love it. I can see myself belting it out when I am having a bad day. Okay. That's what that person wanted.
I love you, Starmy. Somebody said, she's going through the happiest freaking storm. I know there ain't no tambourine in my storm.
She's going through Hurricane Hermine.
No, that was Wooly. Wooly says no.
Wooly.
Somebody else said, well, that song certainly has theological truth in it. However, it sounds like hundreds of other songs that get played on K-Love every single day.
Well, then it'll be very popular amongst the Christian folk.
It does sound like all the other ones.
It reminds me of that one song.
Sing it again.
Because I will rise up.
This man, I am watching a video of a man trying to kiss a king cobra. And it is horrifying.
Just shut it off, Tim.
Thank you, Michael Harvey, for tagging me in this. That can't be real.
Nope. Good morning, Starmy. Welcome to the program. It is a Tuesday. 6:19.
High today of 83 degrees.
Big show today. Really, really excited. Because on the show this morning, we have an Olympian.
That's right, for real.
Is it Ryan Lochte?
No.
Is he still on hold?
No.
Hey.
Might be. But we have Olympic medalist Tori Bowie on the show today. She's a big deal, guys. And she's from Mississippi. She's from your neck of the woods.
She's from my sister's neck of the woods. She lives close to Madison, where my sister lives.
That's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. And she went to Southern Miss.
Mm-hmm.
I used to go down to Southern Miss and hang out with friends all the time.
Her story is really cool. So we're going to share that and have her on the show at 8 a.m. this morning. Olympic medalist Tori Bowie. She's really fast, guys.
Tori Bowie.
She's a sprinter. Yep. Team USA.
About that song, the live line said, it can serve its purpose. It helped remind me to turn off the radio before I leave to go to work.
Oh
man. That's not nice.
It's funny. You're funny. Nice. You're real funny.
All right. What else we got on the show? Some letters this morning.
Yes.
Steve-O's got his Whiskey Tangos. Yeah. You know what, Steve-O?
Yeah.
Let's do it. Whiskey Tango time.
Ha ha! You know, sometimes in life, you have to make choices.
Got to make choices.
Sometimes you're presented with a storm, and you've got to rise up,
as
that song just said. If someone broke into your house and pointed a gun at you and your family, your instincts would probably kick in. Yeah, just like that. You'd probably grab whatever weapon you can. Even, I don't know, say something that's...
A lamp.
Not a... Okay, there you go.
A lamp. You can what use else? It as a club.
A face.
Yes. Yes. I like this. This
beans.
Is good. What about a 50-inch TV?
What? No, I'm not touching my 50-incher. I got a 55-inch flat screen.
You wouldn't throw a 50-inch TV at a guy?
No, yeah. I'm not touching that thing.
Then your name must not be John Sullivan.
John Cena.
He was at home in Kansas City, Missouri last week when a man busted in the house and pointed a gun at him. His wife and four sons were all sleeping upstairs, and John's immediate reaction was, protect my family at all costs.
I get it.
So he grabbed the first thing he could, which turned out to be his 30-pound, 50-inch flat-screen TV, and he threw it across the room and hit the dude.
Wow. This person is very stupid.
Well, it worked. The guy ran out of the house, jumped in the getaway car, and drove off. Cops are currently trying to track him down. The most amazing part is, John didn't even break his TV.
What?
Whoa.
Yeah. Okay. There are a few cracks on top of the frame, but otherwise, it's in perfectly good shape. Now, I'm going to be completely honest and tell you right now, I love my family. I'm not throwing my flat screen TV an intruder.
That's what I'm talking about.
I don't know. I feel like maybe he's right. Your instincts kick in. You don't have time to think. Safety first. I would grab my entire coffee table.
Mm-hmm.
Just throw it.
Yeah.
Knowing me, like, I would try and grab something and be like, ah! And it'd chuck it, and it'd go, like, halfway to the guy and be like, crap.
Yeah.
You'd throw it, it'd go, whew.
Gosh.
All right. That's cool. Oh, yeah. Just take the TV. I was going to throw it, but it's my TV. You can have it.
You can have it.
Just take my TV.
Well, here's John Sullivan talking about stopping the burglar by throwing his TV.
So I hopped up and grabbed it and just threw it like that at him and chased him out. I didn't even feel the weight. It was like a piece of paper. It just, you know, flew across the room at the guy. I just jumped up and I wasn't thinking, just threw the TV at him and charged right at him, screaming as loud as I can. So it was all instinct. The invasion of property, you know. They walked
right, that's enough, John.
tell him.
You know, when you see a burglar, what do?
Pee?
No, you want to make yourself as big as possible.
That's
you want to make a lot of noise.
This is the wrong. That is the wrong.
You want to make as much noise as you possibly can. You maybe run at the burglar.
What about this?
No, you got to be really loud, man.
Hey!
Maybe okay. Put your hands in the air. Nah, it's not going to work, man. It's not going
to
work.
What if you took a different approach and no. tried to maybe befriend the burglar? You said, hey, are you here for coffee?
You want this TV?
Did you?
You can have my TV.
Let's sit down and talk about it. Come over here. Let me give you a hug.
Gosh. Yeah, no, I don't think so.
You say, hey, you here for brunch?
Brunch. Let's be real for a second, guys, okay? If you're in the situation of burglars in your home,
yeah.
I think what you need to do is probably get your family to a safe place and call 911. Mm. They don't recommend you trying to take down the criminal because sometimes it just doesn't turn out.
It worked out for this guy, but that's not always the truth.
Yeah. He threw a 50-inch TV at him.
Did.
Maybe the burglar was like, psh, I got this. And then he saw the guy lift a 50-inch TV and was like, nope.
I do not got this.
I do not want none of that.
Maybe he thought, if he's crazy enough to throw his TV at me, he's insane.
Yeah.
It's insane to me that, well, I know drugs are usually the factor when it comes to these criminals that break into homes. But we live in America, and a lot of Americans are packing some pretty heavy artillery, and I just don't understand.
Especially when they're awake. You always wait until they're asleep, am I right? No.
Why is he throwing this out there? Like,
I don't want to do that.
Steve-O, do you have plans to
burglarize? But seriously, could you imagine just sitting on your couch hanging out, and all of a sudden, dude just walks in your house with a gun like, hey, I'm here to rob you. You're like, what? Come on.
Not on a Tuesday.
I'm still awake.
Could you come back at another time?
Xbox One! Just launch it at his head. Would you throw your Xbox One at their head?
No.
It's lighter than your TV. Yeah,
well,
knowing me, I'd forget that it's still plugged in and everything. I go, ha! And it just gets stopped by the power cord.
Yeah.
Hoo-ah!
It's not easy picking up your TV off of the wall. So I'm not sure if I'd go to grab it and it'd just be stuck and I wouldn't be able to get it off.
Right. Hold on. It's like latched to the wall. The HDMI cables, you're like trying to pull them out. Oh, sorry. Hold on.
Hoo-ah!
Mm-hmm. The storms of life. I will rise up.
Is that same song?
Rise up. Yeah.
Rise up. Fries up.
Dex, you sound
He threw the ham back, and I was unexpecting the pig. I thought it busted my lip, but it didn't. It just got hit with a hog, so what can I expect?
Paula Deen got hit by a ham.
What?
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Weird.
Well,
you guys remember Paula Deen?
Yeah.
Chrissy loves Paula Deen, right?
Yeah. Can you say that?
What? Well, she's Food Network girl.
Dude, on the live line, somebody wants to know. Yeah, she loves all those. I don't know if she loves Paula Deen because that girl cooks it. It's like, all right, we're going to make some mashed potatoes now. Mm-hmm. What you're going to need is 3 sticks of butter. Yeah. And you're like, no! No, you do not!
No, no.
Everything she makes is just like Southern style butter. Oh, it's so bad for you. Everything.
She's mm-hmm. also stupid.
It's not nice, Tail.
Nobody else was going to say it. Everybody was thinking it.
Oh, man. Liveline wants to know what brand TV that guy has because he says, I can't even look at mine without
it
breaking.
He picked it up and he screamed out, Vizio! And that's when the burglar knew he had to get out.
Oh, man.
Get out!
All right. Coming up, some headlines for you. The Oxford English Dictionary has added a few new words. We'll talk about summer camp for adults. Woo! And also, Hillary Gate.
Ooh.
Oh, is this
Illuminati?
Illuminati. Illuminati by nature.
And a story of never giving up on the morning invasion.
Oh, cool.
We'll be right back. Don't go.
I reiterate my call to all parties to observe the cessation of hostilities.
Secretary of State John Kerry, the ceasefire now in effect in Syria.
Brooklyn Browns quarterback Robert Griffin III, no stranger to the trainer's table and to surgical wards, broke a bone in his left shoulder and we're told will miss at least 8 games.
Donald Trump in Baltimore, the National Guard Association USA's convention, then traveled to Asheville, North Carolina for a campaign rally.
California becomes the first state to extend overtime pay to farm workers.
In a surprise announcement, Britain's former Prime Minister David Cameron says he has resigned his seat in Parliament.
Target's plan to hire 70,000 temporary workers in the coming holidays is about the same as last year.
The Oxford English Dictionary has some seemingly unlikely new words, 1,200 in all.
Forget about it.
That's in there now, along with YOLO, which stands for you only live once, gender fluid, non-apology, and squee.
The number of kids here in the U.S. ending up in the emergency room due to soccer injuries is soaring. Nearly 3 million players ages 7 to 17 receiving treatment at the ER for soccer-related injuries from 2000 to 2014. More than 200,000 of those injuries were concussions.
U.S. stocks continue to climb.
A seventh Detroit school principal is going to prison for corruption.
New Music Tuesday, good morning, 6:35.
High today of 83 degrees.
Not seeing any accidents out there right now. Lots of road construction, don't forget about it. Lane shifting and whatnot. So pay attention. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
585 Live, 585-5483.
Are we not going to play one of the things?
Well, we only play it twice a morning, so I want to wait now.
Yeah, that's good. You want to wait until it's the best time.
Yeah. Today is September 13th. 48 days until Halloween.
I'm down.
Yeah.
117 years ago in 1899, Henry Bliss was hit by a car at Central Park West and 74th Street in New York City. He was rushed to the hospital where he died shortly afterwards, becoming the first automobile fatality.
Wow. And I bet when that happened, I bet people all across the country are like, this is the end of the world.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. 1996, on this day, Tupac died in Las Vegas.
Mm. Yeah, right.
He died in his hospital 6 days after he was wounded in a drive-by shooting.
Yeah, whatever you guys think.
He was 25.
Whatever you guys think.
Mm-hmm. How old is Fiona Apple today?
Oh,
man. Okay, Fiona Apple, real quick, incredible artist.
That's Thigpen's girl.
She is incredible. Her album, Extraordinary Machine, to this day, one of my faves. Mm-hmm. Her lyrics are, I can't even talk about it. She's so good.
She's just so good.
But she's also one of those people that has such crazy social anxiety that she will freak herself out to no end before a show and then just cancel.
Oh, wow.
Mm.
Jeez. How old is she?
I'm going to say she's 42.
Ooh, 38.
39. Dave Mustaine from Megadeth.
Wow.
The Christian Dave Mustaine.
Originally from Metallica?
Hey, well, that's true.
Calm down, bro.
Yeah. Dave Mustaine.
It's your thing.
55.
60.
55!
Well done, Stephania.
Dude, countdown to extinction. You want to talk about Fiona Apple? Nothing. Megadeth, bro. You want to talk countdown to extinction? Oh, man.
I would not like to talk countdown to extinction.
Not
at
all.
It's a great record.
How old is Peter Cetera?
Wow, dude. Peter Cetera wins all of this.
Okay. What'd you say?
Oh, I haven't said anything.
62.
Yeah. 64.
Peter Cetera is 72.
Whoa.
Wow.
Whoa, dude.
Yeah. He's my dad's age.
And I know. Yes, I know. Yes, I know. It's due to be.
I'm going to try to do this high harmony. Turn it back up.
So in love with
hard.
It's a good song.
He sings so high and it's so early in the morning.
So good. He was the Adam Levine of his day.
Hey.
Oh, whoa.
Hey.
New Music Tuesday. Let's do it.
This next song is by a new artist that I don't believe we've ever played before, even when we were Static Radio and everybody quit listening to us.
Oh.
This is Matthew Parker. He's on Dream Records, I believe. He says, I've been thinking a lot recently about how life is made up of ups and downs and happy times and tragedies, just like there are sunny days and stormy days. We heard about storms from V-Rose. Matthew Parker says, it's almost like a roller coaster with so many twists and turns. But as believers in God, we know everything's going to be all right in the end. So we have an unbreakable hope. Because of this, I believe we were meant to enjoy life, even in the dark times, and have an optimistic attitude through it all. As the lyrics of my new song, Adventure, says, just call it an adventure and then it ain't so bad. So, let's see if you guys agree with this song. Maybe you like it, maybe you don't.
Let us know. 585 Live, you can text us or hit us up at Star88FM on Facebook.
Our dreams will come alive.
Matthew Parker, Adventure on Star 88. It's New Music Tuesday. Give us the feedback. What'd you think of Matthew Parker? 585 Live, you can text in or Star88FM on Facebook. Go comment.
Dude.
What are you saying?
Maybe I should tell my pastor not to be bummed about his baby that's been in the hospital for 6 months, because after all, it's just an adventure. Who is this idiot?
Is that the same person?
No, that's seriously something we just got on the live line.
All right, delete
somebody
that one.
Who's not.
I don't agree with that text.
I love Adventure Time. Play a clip of Adventure Time with no sound, then play the song.
Bill Peterson says, Kay likes the rhythm. The rhythm's going to get you, Bill. Joel the Nanny says, kind of a Peter Pan theme. I kind of dig the song, though it will most likely be stuck in my head for the next week.
Hmm.
Okay.
He doesn't look anything like he sounds.
No, please go to our Facebook page and see what this dude
is. I think I know
like.
That guy.
It's so weird. Somebody else said it's meh. Somebody said, I think we found a long-lost member of One Direction. I like the sound, but the lyrics? Cheesy.
It reminded me of Justin Bieber. That was Biebs all the way.
Silver City says no, 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 no.
No, 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 no.
Like, just like that. That's weird.
That's weird.
That's, like, really weird.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for the feedback.
Thank you for the feedback.
People loved it.
It doesn't get on my nerves.
No, they didn't. They didn't like it.
It reminded me of I'll probably be filleted for this, and not nearly as good. But to me, it wasn't like Biebs or Super Poppy. It wanted to be Bastille so bad.
Oh, there you go.
That's what I thought.
I was
like, well, I'd rather just listen to Bastille. But that's where
the same person who called Matthew Parker an idiot said there's an accident at Coors and St. Joseph right in the middle of the intersection in the southbound lane.
Oh, maybe.
I wonder if they'll call those people idiots, too.
Right. Traffic!
Thank you.
No, it's not their fault.
Yeah.
This is part of the adventure. I'm driving with my eyes closed, guys. I'm on the mountains to the
What was that? That
Miss
was
America.
Great.
Dude, speaking of, the Live Line said on that last song that made them want to run through a snowstorm of kittens in a Michael Phelps costume. So I couldn't go without reading that one.
Man.
Just made my day.
Guys, I'm going as Michael Phelps for Halloween.
That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to get arm extensions?
Yeah. He's got that's like the antithesis of you. Is he your arch nemesis? Because you have such short arms and he's got such long arms.
That's not nice, guys.
That's it.
That's very encouraging. You guys are not being encouraging.
No.
Right now.
Oh, you know what?
I'm telling you, if you want your costume to look lifelike, you need to get arm extensions.
Yeah.
He's got long arms. That's what helps him swim.
Yeah.
Back to the newsroom with Tao.
Thank you. New Pokemon Go updates have implemented Buddy Pokemon. And they fixed an egg issue, Steve-O.
Oh, good.
Tell me about it.
Steve-O's on level 403.
Yeah, right.
Niantic is rolling out a new update for Pokemon Go, adding Buddy Pokemon, fixing some minor bugs and issues.
Buddy Pokemon.
I know what you're thinking. You're like, wait, are we still doing Pokemon?
No.
A lot of people are.
Yeah, somebody I live with last night was like, dude, what's this round thing I don't have? It's just a silhouette. And I'm like, I don't have that one either. I don't know. I haven't been playing. Well, should we get up? Should we go try and walk around and see if we could get it? What if we just go to the neighbor's house? What if we just walk that far? I'm like, we are in bed. I am not. No. No. No.
I didn't know Chrissy was into Pokemon that much.
Did you say, I'll get you a pack if you'll not go out and walk? The game update is currently live on the Google App Store, but it's still being processed through the Apple App Store.
Yeah.
At the time of this publication, which was probably yesterday.
Still being processed because good old Bill Peterson was like, dude, the update, it hit. And I'm like, no, it didn't.
Okay. The Buddy Pokemon system is probably the biggest feature added to Pokemon Go since the release in early July.
Yep.
When it took over the world.
Yep.
A player can assign one of their Pokemon as their, quote, buddy, walk it to earn candies, to evolve and or power it up.
Yep.
This means the players will no longer need to catch multiple Pokemon of the same type to stockpile candies for evolution.
Booyah.
Mm. Candies for evolution.
You hear that, Squirtle? I'm coming for you, Blastoise.
Mm-hmm. What?
Yeah.
You said two different ones?
Well, yeah, because Squirtle, and then he evolves into the...
Blastoid.
Well, no, then there's another turtle thing in
between.
Can't
believe you support evolution.
And I'm like, what?
Whatever. Ken Ham from the Creation Museum totally plays Pokemon.
He goes all around that arc looking for Pokemon. He says, and over here.
Oh, crikey.
We keep the Pokemon. Oh, I can't do it. I don't know. Can you imagine if you were taking a tour and then there was a Pokemon exhibit and you were like, wait a second.
What?
How much money did you guys spend on this?
What?
Balloon Fiesta pilots are prohibited from landing on the reservation.
Yeah.
Officials say Sandia Pueblo silent on the explanation, but it's not happening. Albuquerque's annual Balloon Fiesta is less than a month away, and pilots are now finding out they'll have a little less ground to work with when it comes to landing during the event. On Saturday, Balloon Fiesta officials told Action 7 News that the Sandia Pueblo is not allowing pilots to land within its reservation boundaries this year. In the past, officials with the Pueblo have allowed pilots to land on the reservation due to the fact that pilots have to land wherever the wind takes them, and because the reservation is right next to Balloon Fiesta Park.
Makes sense.
The decision will take away an estimated 40 square miles of landing space for pilots. Pueblo has also put height restrictions into place, according to the pilots. Balloon Fiesta officials told Action 7 News that the Pueblo leaders gave them no explanation as to why they made this decision. And longtime pilot Scott Appleman says he's in shock that the Pueblo is making this move. Quote, "This is not very welcoming for the world's largest balloon event," said Appleman. "Taking away that much landing space will make navigation difficult for pilots. Without a doubt, this would have a significant negative effect on flights taking off from Balloon Fiesta Park. We're not aware of any issues that happened last year for such a distinct change to happen."
Yeah.
Dude, it's like sacred land.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. They don't have to explain themselves.
Yeah.
I get
it's their land.
What's the golf course that's right off of? Anyways, doesn't matter. I played at a golf course that like borders it. It's like if you accidentally hit a golf ball onto the reservation, you leave that thing. Like, you don't walk on. Yeah, no. You be respectful, and I don't think they need to give an explanation.
Yeah, and I get the frustration if you're a
aeronaut. It's like, what? Come on. Oh, you're not going to let me trespass on private land?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, but my balloon.
The fear, I guess, with the pilots is some pilots won't even fly if the wind is blowing towards the reservation. They'll just stay grounded.
Yeah.
Hopefully the reservation reconsiders and takes some time to rethink this, said one of the pilots. Pueblo officials did not return calls for comment as of Saturday evening.
That's good.
We will see. Ryan Lochte got rushed by protesters on Dancing with the Stars.
Dude.
Let me play a clip real quick, because this is what happened during the interview.
Yeah, welcome back, Cheryl. It's great to have you back. Okay, so Ryan, yeah, you're right. This is a place for second chances. What you bring to this ballroom is all we want to see. And I really do feel that you brought your best to this ballroom. You have a long way to go. Swimming is a... Excuse me. Hey, back off. Excuse me.
Whoa.
Excuse me.
What happened?
Wow. Okay.
Easy.
I'll tell you what. All right, we'll take a break.
No, you don't want to take a break.
Rest of the judges' comments.
No, I'm going to
take a deep breath. No. We'll be right back.
No. I'm going to break.
That was a good job. Good job. Who's the host?
I don't like
Tom
that
Bergeron.
Guy. I don't like that guy.
He used to do like America's Funniest Home Videos or whatever.
Yep.
He did a good job. Come on.
He just threw it to a break.
Take a break. Calm it down. People actually rushed the stage.
Ooh.
That's kind of scary,
man. That's not part of the dance.
No, it's not.
Yeah, as Ryan and his partner Cheryl Burke were being judged after their first dance, two protesters rushed the stage. Security took them down, and they ended up getting arrested. They were both men. They were wearing white T-shirts that said Lochte inside a red circle with a lion going through it. As the guys were being escorted off the stage, some female protesters in the crowd chanted, "Liar." None of this made it on air. It happened while Carrie Ann Inaba was giving her critique. You could hear the commotion. You could see her yelling at them to stop, but the show quickly cut to commercial. When they came back, host Tom Bergeron asked Ryan how he was doing. He said, quote, "I'm doing good.
I'm doing good. So many feelings are going through my head right now."
Yes, there's like a mirror with a sink and
bathroom. It's weird. "So many feelings are going through my head right now. I'm a little hurt. I came out here, wanted to do something I'm completely not comfortable with, and I did. And I came out here with a big smile."
That's pretty much exactly, because I watched that clip of him talking. That's exactly what he sounded like.
I didn't.
My philosophy is, if you're a man at night, you got to be a man in the morning.
That's right. There's like a mirror and then like a toilet.
Yes, there's like a.
I was like, I can't swim in that thing. I could barely even fit my head in there. See, watch.
Of course, everyone on Twitter joking that Ryan got robbed at gunpoint again.
Oh, man.
So if you were thinking about going there, don't even bother. It's already happened.
Already happened. Times 1,000.
Oh.
1,000 million.
After the show, fellow contestant Jana Kramer said Ryan was, quote, close to tears backstage. And Ryan told E! News he felt like, quote, someone reached inside and ripped my heart out and stepped on it.
Hey!
For those of you who care, Ryan and Cheryl got 24 out of 40 for the first dance. Apparently it was Derek Hugh who ran to security when the protesters...
Wow.
He was like super stiff, bro. Lochte.
Wait, did you watch?
He just was uncomfortable.
You watched last night?
No, I watched... I saw this thing happen. So this morning when we were doing research, I was watching the dance and...
You want to do a Dance with the Stars update every week?
Did you watch it?
No, I did not.
Is this your new thing?
No,
Chrissy likes that show.
This is your new thing?
No.
I'm going to add it to the list.
But Teo and I last year did a dance.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we did.
And
yeah,
we crushed it.
Crushed it.
And so watching him, I was like, psh, please. Uh-huh. He looks uncomfortable the whole time.
Our dance was a joke.
The rhythm
joke.
Is normally going to get you, but it just seems like it couldn't catch him.
I didn't realize it would get you addicted to dance.
Yeah, I'm just, you know.
It's a beautiful art. Woo! Beautiful art.
New Music Tuesday continues. Don't forget, coming up at 8 a.m., Olympic medalist Tori Bowie.
Oh, good. Also, be on the show. Also at 8 a.m., Chuck Elmore.
Chuck Elmore will be here as well. Cool. Let me check my calendar here and make sure. All right. Okay, I think we're good. We got a letter coming up and a great story on the way about an entire school who they showed up to support a teacher with cancer. Entire school.
Awesome.
Be right back. Hang on.
Get out of bed. Let's get out of bed.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Teo.
I think my dog is voting for Trump. He's always barking. He never shuts up. While at the dog park, he tried to keep out an Afghan. I told him dogs can't be Muslim, so that Afghan's no Taliban. I think my dog is voting for Trump. And I think my dog is voting for Trump. Got into it with the Chihuahua. I told him he's of Mexican descent, but he was born in America. I think my dog is voting for Trump.
New Music
He's
Tuesday.
Old and white and kind of dumb. That's why I think my dog is voting for Trump. Trump.
Love it. Beautiful.
It's good, man.
New Music Tuesday continues at 7:08.
High today of 84 degrees. Or 83.
No accidents to report at this time. You're getting ready to get out there. Keep the peace. Make it rockin'. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
This traffic update brought to you by Bear Canyon CrossFit, located at 9533 Osuna, Suite B. For more information, check out BearCanyonCrossFit.com or 505-293-2101. That's 505-293-2101. Thanks again to Bear Canyon CrossFit for this traffic update.
Wow.
That guy sounds professional.
Shut my mic off. You shut my mic off, man?
No.
Uh-oh. Tension.
8 a.m., Olympic medalist Tori Bowie will be on the show.
Tori Bowie!
She's from Mississippi. She's got a great story. We'll share that coming up here in a little bit. Mm-hmm. Chuck Elmore will be in studio.
Yes, dude.
What's he got going on?
There's a free worship conference going down in our town this weekend.
Cool.
Talk a little bit about that.
Nice.
As well as his sadness over Dak not being able to pull off a victory.
Oh, Dak.
In the first game.
He still did a great job.
Hey, you know, he did an excellent job.
Great
we'll
job.
Probably end up talking Cowboys more than we talk worship conference.
Well, I don't know
many.
If we can do that.
Cowboys games are worship conferences.
Oh, snap, dog!
We can only talk about Dak. That's it. Mr. Yeah. Prescott, that's
it. Dak.
Well, 8 o'clock, it'll be the Mississippi Hour.
The Mississippi Hour. Bing, 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 bing,
bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing,
bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing,
What?
That's right.
I'll go.
Well, we'll talk about
Wait, it's September.
They're booking for next year.
Tao?
Yes.
Let's get into this next track.
This is the new song from Viridia. And Dina, the singer, she says, I needed a reminder that every single day was a precious gift. It's so easy to focus on pain that we are currently enduring or on the difficult times we're facing. I believe that experiencing those times is the contrast that we need to be able to truly appreciate the beauty in life and the precious, joyful moments in life when they do come. So we had a couple of listeners not like the first two songs because they said, hey, that's not how you approach storms or, you know, I'll tell this person that what they're going through is just an adventure so they can smile. Well, this song's saying, yes, you're going to go through miserable, terrible times, but when you do have the good times, truly appreciate them.
Mm.
And maybe that'll help you get through the bad times.
585 Live, go ahead and text us. Let us know what you think or Facebook.com/Star88FM. Viridia, still breathing. New Music Tuesday on Star 88. What do you think of it, Star? I mean, it's all about you. What do you think? 585 Live or Star 88 FM on Facebook.
Five Line says, good sounding song.
Yep.
Yeah. I enjoyed it.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. I thought it was good.
Still breathing?
Still breathing, man.
Okay.
Like we got a phone call.
Got a couple comments on Facebook. Athelia says yes, and Bill says no.
Press 1. Oh. To send a voicemail, press 2.
Good morning.
Good morning. If another song that would fit in with y'all's theme about being in the right place is Petra's from the 70s song, Right Place. Talking about being at the right place whenever you're going through things.
I love
Petra. In the right place, in the wrong time.
Miss those guys.
In my mind. I remember that song. That was good.
Yeah, they were kind of ahead of their time on some of their stuff.
So. I hear you, man.
Yeah.
Appreciate
those guys
you.
Rock.
Love your station.
Love you, man.
Thanks.
Yeah, those guys rock. Yeah, okay. No one. Petra. Petra means rock. Because those guys. Okay, I quit.
That's good. That was good, Steve-O.
Thanks, man.
Good stuff, man.
Thank you.
Good stuff. Good. Yeah. Anybody else say anything?
Yes, on the live one. Somebody else said, it makes me want to run through a field of Michael Phelps in a kitty costume.
What? Weirdo.
No, that. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was, I got it.
Yeah,
I got
you.
It.
Two of us get you.
That was hilarious.
Dex gets it, too. He just hates it.
Oh, Dex doesn't get it. Guys, I got an update.
I do get it. I'm going to tell you what it means right now.
What?
Go.
It means, well, a cat stands for you know what. And then you put the costume on, and what? You know what that stands for.
What does a cat stand for?
Wait, no. No, dude.
And then running through a field?
Earlier.
It's like chilling Netflix.
No, it's because earlier somebody said that they wanted to run through a field of kittens in a Michael Phelps costume. Okay. I quit.
Dex.
I can't get through to you anymore.
Dex.
It's like chilling Netflix, man.
Is Tupac dead?
Uh-huh.
Dex.
Uh-huh. He rests
Tell
his
me
case.
What you really think.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-uh. New Music Tuesday continues later.
That's right.
Okay. Let me ask you guys a question. Starmie, I'll throw it out to you as well. Mm. If there was a summer camp for adults, would you go? Would you be interested in going to a summer camp for adults? Because when I saw this headline, I actually got really excited because whenever I think of, you know, summertime, when summer kicks off, there's mm-hmm. always, you know, kids are going to camps and I'm like, oh, I love camp. And I always thought, man, if there was a camp for adults, I would go. Mm. I would go. I think it would be a great, all the activities you had when you went to camp as a kid were there. Oh, it'd be great.
Mm-hmm.
Would you guys go?
Is that a real question?
It's a real question.
I don't know.
Here's the hard part. It's like, well, of course I'd want to go, but then real life kicks in. What am I going to take time off of my job? Who's going to watch the kids? What about baseball? Who's going to? Yeah.
Okay. Well, let me talk about a new trend in the United States.
Okay.
People are actually, adults are actually going to these summer camps. Yeah, this lady named Miss Simpkin, she launched a camp called Kid in You. It launched in December. It goes on to say the privilege of sleeping in bunk beds for two nights will cost more than $500.
For two nights?
Hey, you get a t-shirt. Get a t-shirt. It's included. The two-night sleepover camp is aimed at adults from late 20s to mid-40s. The group of about 70 will be housed in male or female bunk rooms. She goes on to say, I'm looking for people who are professionals, who have disposable income, who are wanting to do something different. I wanted to provide something that was outside, that was adventurous, fun, different, and out of the city.
So rich people that want to party out in the country.
There you go. Not necessarily, no. Listen
there
to this.
You go.
With the times we're in at the moment and how busy everybody is and how plugged into technology we are, we're really losing the sense of play and that sense of connection to ourselves and other people that doesn't center around convenience or technology.
Okay.
The camp is about unplugging yourself, unwinding, and being outside. Those who sign up for the Camp Kid in You will get to be a part of color wars or teams divided on the color of their t-shirts and play sports like kickball. There's also play shops of laughter, yoga, 80s aerobics, arts and craft. Oh my gosh. There's a decompression session on the beach.
How long
this
is this
sounds
camp?
Beautiful.
It's how long is it? Two nights and it's $500.
There'll also be a chance to play dress up at a fancy dress party. Come on. And it's a place to make new friends. We are on online dating apps, Tinder, eHarmony. We're also plugged in, she says. So, you know, maybe this is a place where you could find that special someone.
Who wants to act like a child even though they're 30? Yeah, man, that sounds like a winner
it's
for life.
It's not about acting like a child, Steve-O. It's about unplugging. It's about putting down your iPhone, your smartphones. Turn off the computer. Turn off the TV. Let's go play outside. Let's have some fun. Let's play some kickball.
Okay. Liveline chimed in and said, I would go for the same reason I went as a kid, for all the cute camp counselors that were there.
Oh, okay. Miss you, Joy.
What? Okay.
Who's Joy? She was my camp counselor, and she was really, really cool.
Joel the Nanny chimed in and said, okay, as someone who worked at a summer camp, please, that can't be a thing. Adult retreats were always the worst. I couldn't handle it. I'm like 50-50. Two nights sounds cool. Because, you know, we did get away here. We had a staff retreat. We went up to Glorieta, and we ended up playing.
Yeah. How fun was that?
Yeah. Later, so I'm saying, that'd be great. And that was a time to unplug. Nobody was on their phone.
Yeah,
we were out in the mountains.
Gator ball.
We were engaging each other. It was really refreshing.
It was also free.
Yeah. Yeah, it was very free.
Would we have gone? Would I have signed up if it cost money?
Nope.
Yeah. But a lot of times we need that. We need that unplugging because life does get busy. We do work hard. Mm-hmm. But then on the flip side, I know there are those that are saying, you know, well, no, because we're adults now. And, you know, it's biblical. When I was a child, I acted like a child, thought like a child, blah, blah, blah. But then, you know, I became an adult. I put away childish things. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is this one of those instances? Because I don't know, man. I think we can go and go and go and go and just burn ourselves out. So yeah. A weekend getaway, you know, sounds different than when you say camp, I think of like 10 days in the mountains. And,
yeah, exactly.
You know,
yeah.
Like that's not a
couple weeks.
I'd say a week, I think, is a good little break. this is, I found this on BuzzFeed. Somebody actually went to one of these.
Okay.
And they blogged about it. I went to a summer camp for adults, and it was weird.
Oh, good.
There were open bars, slip and slide competitions, and hookups, but trying to capture childhood can turn dark really fast.
Yeah.
So, yeah, next thing, they're like painting here, and then, oh, gosh.
That's the other thing is it's, you know, the idea of trying to recapture childhood
beautiful painting
as an adult and as you're saying, especially in these camps, because it's like, there's an open bar and everybody, we're all consenting adults here. It's
like this quote.
There's nothing childlike about that.
We are given a lot of complimentary flavored coconut waters, perhaps to undo what we are about to do to our bodies.
Yeah, yeah, see, right. That's what, no.
See, I would be upset though, because what I just described earlier with this lady in her camp, she didn't describe anything about partying or, and if I went to that thing and it turned out to be just this big party,
yeah,
I would be pretty bummed.
I would be bummed
well,
too.
See, that's what
I feel like in theory, getting away to unplug and whatever sounds innocent enough. But I also know myself and all of my friends who are adults and every adult I've ever met. You give an adult 5 minutes away from the world and they want to unplug in a different kind of way.
Yeah.
That involves, you know, acting like they were a teenager again.
You're right.
And
right.
That's exactly what happened. That's unplugging for an adult. It's trying to recapture the magic of your youth when you made all the worst decisions.
Well, unless it's like recapturing the, like, the magic of being in, like, you know, elementary school and going to the camp where it was like, and you did horseshoes and pottery and normal things, you know, but that would never happen as an adult.
All right. Well, here's another quote. I'm tasked to do a three-legged race up a hill with a woman I've never met who is about six beers deep. Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
You get real dark
would
real
be
fast.
Awful.
That was on day three.
Oh, gosh. That would be awful.
That's what I'm saying. When adults get to break away, they want to enhance that experience with drinks.
Yeah,
and if you're a grown-up and you're at a summer camp and you don't have any responsibilities, you're going to drink a lot.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you're out in the sun. You're dehydrated.
Right.
You're going to,
So I think in theory, like, I think they've dressed it up really nice, like this is a time to recapture and unplug. But in reality, they just want to.
Is this
they
Burning
want money,
Man?
They want
is
money
this called
from
Burning
people
Man?
Who want to party. Yeah. That's what it is.
Yeah,
yeah. Burning
I'm pretty
Man.
Sure this is just Burning Man.
Yeah, well,
so looks like it, or Coachella, because that's seriously what it looks like. Minus the bands, they literally tricked you into paying Coachella prices without the bands.
Now, if it was something that was more like our staff retreat, that would be fun.
Yeah.
That would be a lot of fun.
We got a few comments on the live line. Somebody said the YMCA has a family camp every Memorial Day and Labor Day in the Hamas. Lots of activities and hiking. But that's a family camp. That's different. Camp for adults is called military basic training, someone else said. Oh, man, that stinks because it sounds fantastic, but then adults ruin it.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you definitely have to go to a camp where maybe alcohol wasn't allowed.
Right. And who wants that?
But then again, you know, as adults, there's those who would sneak it in.
Well, and that's the thing is, the point is you're an adult, so you should be old enough to make smart decisions. So why would they want to have a camp where it's like, okay, well, we're going to hinder this. No alcohol or no this or, you know, lights out at 9 or whatever it is. And you're going, dude, I'm in my 30s. I don't have time for these stupid rules.
And then I'm sitting here thinking, there's no market for that. And then I remember, wait, no, there's a Caleb Cruz. Never mind. Yeah. I'm wrong.
Yeah. Let's talk about that. There's some great stories about the Caleb Cruz.
Oh, man. There you go. Grown-up summer camp. Starmie, would you take part in a grown-up summer camp?
Yeah, now that I'm reading some of this person's experience, because this person who wrote this blog who thought, you know what? I want to experience this. I want to try this. It was completely different than what they thought they were signing on to.
Yeah.
So I can't wait to read this whole thing because it sounds pretty hilarious.
Well, I think there's something about being an adult and wanting to recapture the nostalgia of certain things. Like I'm seriously sporting a watch that I bought only because it was a watch I had when I was a kid. You know, and I found it on eBay and was like, boom, that was my watch when I was a kid.
Look at my shirt. Dex got me a Stranger Things shirt.
Right.
Everybody loves that show because it reminds them of shows from the 80s when they were kids.
It's great. Mm-hmm. So there are things that we want to do, but unfortunately, man, that just, seriously, it looks like a rave.
Yeah.
Everybody's got glow sticks and they're painting each other.
I see what happened. I mean,
that looks terrible.
I see what happened.
Oh.
Like, a lady saw an opportunity, this Miss Simpkin or whatever her name is, and she's exploiting that cry for nostalgia and that cry to unplug, to not be busy. Because all this is, at its heart, is paying $500 for a 2-day party.
Yeah.
This one was $700.
Oh!
Yeah.
How long was it?
I think this one must have been a little bit longer.
Like the whole weekend?
Yeah, because this one, there's day three, day four. I think 4 days.
Yuck.
Yeah.
Honestly, to me, as an adult so far, what I've learned is that the most valuable things in my life are like the relationship with my son, Johnny, which is growing and awesome.
Yeah.
And then the relationship with my family and friends, and the people that love you and you love the most.
Yeah.
And so that's why for me it's hard to understand wanting to pay this much money to get out and go hang out with a bunch of people you don't know, which I see the value in that.
Well, maybe if you were single, or maybe you don't have any kids.
Exactly. But it doesn't sound to me like that's who they're marketing to. Yeah. This isn't a college age. Whatever. This is for the business professional with disposable income who wants to unplug from their busy life and get away.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny about that, because I'm looking at these pictures and it looks like the average age is in 20 to 30.
I'd say that 30s.
Looks like college kids, a bunch of college kids having a good time. Mm-hmm. And these camps are for, anyone from 20 to, and somebody in their 40s. When I went on my first cruise, I was thinking, man, I was so excited to go and experience it, and I hated it. Mm. Not only because I got sunburned and it ruined the entire cruise, but it was so
weird. Because you passed out poolside, buddy?
Yeah, it was awful. Just awful. It was so weird because you had a mixture of college kids wanting to party,
ugh,
and then you had families there with their kids,
right?
And then you had grandpa and grandma. So you'd be walking by the pool on the cruise boat, and there'd be a bunch of college kids getting wasted while someone's kids are trying to have fun swimming.
Yeah.
And somebody doing shots. It was weird. It was really weird.
These two things shouldn't be beside each other.
This shouldn't be happening on a cruise. Yeah. And then grandpa and grandma walking by and the husband saying, "Hey, close your eyes. Don't look at the pool." It was crazy.
Don't look at the pool, y'all.
Lost Cruises chimed in and said, "Adults are just scared of getting old."
Yeah,
yeah,
it's true. In a lot of ways, I think that's what it boils down to.
Just want to recapture our youth or something. I don't mind getting older. I don't mind it. I remember a time where I was like, "Oh man, I'm turning 30. The world's ending." But I enjoy this. Yeah. I enjoy this aspect of it. I definitely understand the idea of wanting to get away, but I wouldn't want to get away with 23-year-olds who are wanting to paint you.
Go camping, invite a couple families together and go camping somewhere.
Yeah.
That's how you get away from
our fear of getting old manifests itself in like really subtle subconscious ways we don't even realize.
Yeah.
Well,
thank you.
Think about this. A lot of times, watching that new show with William Shatner, his biggest fear right now is death. Because he's 85 years old. He's not a believer. This is it for him, right? And he's like, this is it. And I'm coming to the end of my road. I don't want this to be the end. I would love to have a conversation with him. But so many of those people are like, man, we're getting older. This is it. This is all there is. And I got to live to the fullest now. Oscar Wilde status, Like, give it my all now. And it's unfortunate, but...
All right, we got to take a break. Feel free to shoot us a text at 585-LIVE. You can call us at 338-3700. New Music Tuesday continues when we come back.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Tao.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
I reiterate my call to all parties to observe the cessation of hostilities.
Secretary of State John Kerry, the ceasefire now in effect in Syria.
Brooklyn Browns quarterback Robert Griffin III, no stranger to the trainer's table and to surgical wards, broke a bone in his left shoulder and we're told will miss at least 8 games.
Donald Trump in Baltimore at the National Guard Association USA's convention, then traveled to Asheville, North Carolina for a campaign rally.
California becomes the first state to extend overtime pay to farm workers.
In a surprise announcement, Britain's former Prime Minister David Cameron says he has resigned his seat in Parliament.
Target's plan to hire 70,000 temporary workers in the coming holidays is about the same as last year.
The Oxford English Dictionary has some seemingly unlikely new words, 1,200 in all.
Forget about it.
That's in there now, along with YOLO, which stands for You Only Live Once, Gender Fluid, Non-Apology, and SQUEE.
The number of kids here in the U.S. ending up in the emergency room due to soccer injuries is soaring. Nearly 3 million players ages 7 to 17 receiving treatment at the ER for soccer-related injuries from 2000 to 2014. More than 200,000 of those injuries were concussions.
U.S. stocks continue to climb.
A seventh Detroit school principal is going to prison for corruption.
739.
Hi to Dave, 83.
Traffic. Let's take a look at the traffic.
Oh, there's a lot of congestion on 25 southbound once you hop off of Paseo, and a bit of congestion on 40 eastbound all the way from Unser to almost the Big I. Also out on the west side at Unser Boulevard and Rainbow Boulevard, we have an accident, and it looks like way up in Bernalillo where 550 and 528 meet, there's a lot of traffic. I don't know if there's been an accident or what, but something's going on up there. Something's going on in the kitchen, and I don't know what's cooking. Mm. Thanks, Coolio. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Coming up right after New Music Tuesday, we're going to talk about who we're interviewing at 8 a.m. She's an Olympic medalist. She's a big deal.
I ain't even believe that.
We'll be talking to her at 8 o'clock. Her name is Tori Bowie, and we'll talk about her story right after.
Is she a girl or a Bowie?
Okay. Do you get it?
No, Steve-O. Can you explain it?
Her last name is Bowie.
Right. It sounds almost like
my friend Ryan Allen Kuhn, when he says boy, he says Bowie.
I don't get it.
So what I did was I made a play on the fact that though her last name is Bowie and she is in fact a girl, it sounds like the way Kuhn would say boy.
It's a very
funny joke.
So
layered.
Good.
Duh.
Much like a fine cake.
Mm.
I can get down with that. You know, I can.
Actually, I'm a huge fan of German chocolate cake. We don't really have layers.
Did I tell you guys I made you all a cake?
Oh.
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
It's at the gym. It's a cake of pain. And I wasn't the cook.
Okay. Come on, push it!
It was Amy.
Push it!
And Mark. And Joe.
Excited for the gym today, man. Excited. I'm really excited about it.
Me too. Oh, now you poked the bear!
All right.
All right. New Music Tuesday. Let's do this.
Okay. I'm very stoked about this song. I know people have been like, about the music today. So maybe they'll like this one. It's Where the Light Shines Through from Switchfoot. I don't think we really need an introduction. Title track off their new record. Tell us what you think about it. Facebook.com/Star88FM.
Shines through.
Switchfoot.
Mm. Gosh.
Where the Light Shines Through.
Everybody likes it.
So good. New Music Tuesday. What do you think, Starmy 585 Live?
Starmy blew up on that one, man. Sounds like Tom Petty. I like it.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody else said Little Bob Dylan. I love it.
Uh-oh. Somebody said, hopefully this is Switchfoot's last CD.
Oh, my gosh. You need to go away. Love this song. This song sounds like Lynyrd Skynyrd found God but forgot how to play. What?
Oh, gosh.
Hey, dude, whoa.
Drew, on that song, I was just thinking, gosh, Drew is a phenomenal guitar player.
Weird.
That sounded so, like, that song started playing, and I downloaded the album immediately.
He did. I saw it.
Gosh, that is good.
I got to say, guys, as far as Switchfoot albums go, I hope they make a few more CDs, because if it's anything like this newest one, this is the title track. It's from the record Where the Light Shines Through. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I downloaded it and was like, this is one of their best records.
I need to give it a solid listen.
It is so good.
Solid listen. Learning to Breathe is still one of my favorite albums from any band.
That's what it threw me back to.
And it's one of the greatest records.
If you guys are stoked about Switchfoot and you're a Reliant K fan, don't forget they're going to be here in town on Saturday, November 19th.
Wow.
And we're going to hopefully...
That's Brody's birthday.
We are going to be giving away something for that concert.
Yes,
still
we are.
Working on it.
Yep.
Using the connects, but we're going to make something happen. So
get to be a roadie for the day.
If you're a Switchfoot, I don't... That would be freaking cool.
Can I win that? Because then you're going to be working. And,
yeah, that'd be awful.
But we're going to work something out, have something to give away, so you guys stay tuned for that.
Coming up at 8. Olympic medalist Tori Bowie. Let's hear her story, shall we?
Sand Hill doesn't have any stoplights. Not even one. I mean, that's all I've known my entire life, so I'm a small country town girl, even at heart.
I know Tori was fast when we would get out in the yard and run and play around. Like, nobody could catch Tori.
We always ride bikes or go shoot the BB guns. When I'm back in Sand Hill, I just feel free. just free to do whatever I want to do. I come back to Mississippi because my family is here. And I don't think that I would ever find the type of support that I have here. This is where I find my strength.
Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you, Lord, for what brought about this day.
Amen. My grandmother has been the role model in my life. My birth mom dropped my sister and off at a foster home when we were two. She ended up fighting for us, got custody of us, and we didn't have much, but something that she did give us was character.
I encourage them to go to school. Don't think about boys at a young age and to do good.
Tori Bowie.
It's going to be a fun
show.
Interview.
An American track and field athlete. She primarily competes in the long jump, the 100 meter, and the 200 meter. She has a gold in the woman's 4x100 meter relay, the woman's 100 meter dash, and the woman's 200 meter dash. So that's pretty impressive.
Nice, dude.
Well, silver. She's got a silver in the woman's 100 meter and a bronze in the woman's 200 meter.
This will be a fun interview.
Yeah, from Teo's neck of the woods, Mississippi.
Yeah, Sand Hill sounds a lot like Morville, where I grew up, because there was a four-way stop.
Yeah.
And then we had a post office.
That's where I grew up, but we didn't have a stoplight.
See, we can relate to this person.
Mississippi is just like Montana, minus the mountains.
It is. It's just a little further south.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys have swamps? We have mountains.
Yeah.
Same thing.
We didn't have swamps. We had hills.
Where is southern Mississippi?
Southern is in Hattiesburg.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When you said southern, I was like, oh, southern. I didn't know. I'm like, oh, southern Mississippi.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's fresh from the Rio Games in Brazil. So if you have any questions for this Olympic athlete, this Olympian, feel free to shoot us a text at 585-LIVE, 585-5483. It's pretty cool, man. And it's cool when I started watching her story that we just heard.
Mm-hmm.
I remember watching it live. I watched her race live this year in Rio.
Mm-hmm.
Went down with Jesse for the weekend, and we saw her.
Okay. So cool, man. Jesse is such a good dude.
Jesse was so funny because he was wearing one of those Zika suits, and he just looked ridiculous.
Did you wear any of those?
No, I'm not going to wear that.
I thought you might have been concerned.
And you know what? Did I get the Zika? No.
No, and you won't.
And he looked ridiculous the whole time.
Well, it's Jesse.
Yeah.
Nice guy.
Guys, I hope we can make this interview a little bit better than yesterday's interview.
What?
Yeah. Can we do that? Because yesterday was Stephanie Beatrice from Brooklyn Nine-Nine. It was a little embarrassing.
No, what? Stop
it. I enjoyed
it.
That interview.
Well, let's listen to it. Stephanie Beatrice.
Hi.
Hello.
What up, girl?
What up?
Welcome to Albuquerque.
Thank you. It's very nice to be here, not be here.
Well. Wish you'd come in and just hang out with us.
I am stoked.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, we're talking to Stephanie Beatrice from Brooklyn Nine-Nine. She plays Rosa Diaz for everybody listening right now.
You know, who knew?
Oh, favorite part, Teo?
My favorite part of the show? Probably Doyle.
Stop it.
You mean Boyle? If you're confused by my voice, this is my real voice.
Oh, gosh.
Let's switch gears.
Can my boss refuse to accept my resignation? That's the question.
You know, sadly, I know quite a few women that have actually lived that experience.
Allegedly. I mean, this is just Google.
Gotta go.
All right. Well, Stephanie, thank you.
You get on out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Love you, Stephanie. Say hi to Terry Crews for me.
Bye, guys.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
That was yesterday.
I remember it was a completely different interview.
Stephanie Beatrice from Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Not the greatest interview.
Our boss never listens to our show. And true. You know, he's just going to happen to tune in for those stupid fail interview things that you produce.
Yeah.
What?
That's not the interview at all. It was a fantastic interview. She was hilarious and fun. Hello? My mic keeps cutting off.
I don't know what the mess keep doing that today.
That's
weird.
Nice.
Huh. Check.
That was a great interview. Not really.
Whatever. It was epic.
Dude,
we enjoyed our time with her.
You know that you messed with it or something.
Huh? Yeah.
I don't remember it sounding like that.
Okay. Well, you guys will have to go to the podcast to listen to it. So, yeah, 8 a.m., Tori Bowie.
Her real name is Frentorish. Did you know that?
Jury's out.
What?
Frentorish. Frentorish. S H. That's why she goes by Tori, T O R I. Friend Torish.
That's Wikipedia, Bowie. Bro. You can't believe everything.
Well, he's right about Wikipedia.
All right, you know what? I'll start the interview with "What's up, friend Torish?" and see what she does.
Okay.
I ain't scared.
Hey, don't do that.
Maybe you shouldn't do that. I don't.
Well, then you shouldn't read stuff like that if it's not true.
It is true.
How do you know?
Because.
He's got a good point again.
Because. All right. I don't know. Should we go to break and then come back?
Are you nervous?
I don't know. Well, I don't know.
Excited? 8
o'clock. We're at the top of the hour.
Yeah.
Let's do that. Let me play this quick break. We'll
really
come back.
Really stoked.
With an Olympic athlete.
You're a star. You're a star. Yeah, yeah, you are a star. Wow, wow, you're super special. Just the way you are.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
Yeah, yeah, you're a star.
Good morning. Hey, Music Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
Coming up here in just a few minutes, Olympic medalist Tori Bowie. She's a big deal. She's fresh from being back from Brazil. She's got a gold medal. She has a silver medal. She has a bronze medal. She's super fast. 7:56.
High today of 83 degrees.
How are we looking on the roads? Everything okay?
Double check. Actually, something's going on over around Unser and 40 eastbound. It's down to about 15 miles an hour. Could be morning time traffic, but I don't know. It looks like more than that. We've got an accident at Coors Boulevard South at Irving. It's a mess out there on the west side and a lot of congestion on 25 southbound once you hop off of Paseo. A couple accidents to report. 86th Street at Sage Road, also on the west side of Unser Boulevard at Rainbow. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
585 Live, if you have a question for our athlete, our Olympic medalist.
Sledgehammer.
Guys, ask me what I didn't track.
What did you not in track?
What?
What?
Go ahead. You can ask me, man. It's cool. Don't have to be shy or anything.
What am I asking you again?
Let me tell you about my story, guys.
Oh, we don't have time, thankfully.
Let the caller
thankfully,
call.
Tori Bowie is calling in any minute.
Allow
it was
it,
a
Lord.
Show that came out. I believe it's actually on Netflix right now. It's called Friday Night Lights.
Okay.
And it was basically...
Phone line.
Road after...
Sorry, got to get the phones. Yes. Sorry. Yeah, let's see.
Good morning.
Morning, it's Dave Levin from Wise Brother Media.
What's up?
Dave, I have a bone to pick with you.
No, you don't have time.
No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead, Dave.
Take it later.
Okay, fine.
I got Tori Bowie for you.
Yes!
We are ready.
Okay, hold on. You are on with Tori.
Tori!
Hi.
Hooray.
Yes.
Yay.
Welcome to Albuquerque. We're so excited to talk to you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Now, not only are we excited for you to be in Albuquerque, but our dear friend Teo over here.
Hello.
He is actually from Tupelo, Mississippi.
Yeah, I grew up in Tupelo.
Really?
And my sister lives in Madison currently, which is not far from
San Diego. I know all about it.
Yeah. Yep.
So you are fresh back from Brazil. How different is Brazil from Mississippi?
That's a hard question. I mean, I don't know how to answer that without bashing Rio.
Okay. You don't need to say anything else.
Same, awesome. What about this? Same amount of mosquitoes, less Zika.
There you go. There you go.
That's good.
I like that.
That's really good.
Tori, you have a phenomenal story, and we were excited. We were, you know, doing some research, and all three of us in here are Christians, and so I immediately just wanted to ask you, you know, we all grew up in the church, raised by incredible Christian parents. I know you, your grandmother, very instrumental in your life. But my question for you immediately is, when did your faith become your own?
Because I didn't grow up in the church.
Right.
I think my faith happened recently, and that was probably in like 2012.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's completely new to me.
Yeah. What was that experience? What happened?
life.
Yeah.
I think it was officially when I left home. You know, like growing up in Mississippi, you know, I have all my friends and all my family around me or near me. And when I decided to move to California, you know, life was a little different for me.
Yeah.
You know, no friends and no family around. So, you know, I had to have someone else to call on. And that's kind of when I developed my relationship.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's incredible because, you know, normally comfort at home, like for me, it was almost opposite. You grew up in a Christian home. You had the comfort of like my mom, you know, single mom, raised by a single mom, comforted that. And then when I left home was when I kind of went the opposite direction and walked away from my faith. And it wasn't until I think I hit rock bottom that God kind of like called me back. So you have an incredible, not only story of perseverance, but just to see everything that you've been able to accomplish, man, this year. Talk about what it was like hearing the national anthem as you're receiving a gold medal.
I remember just being up there. I remember when I was on the podium, I just remember being grateful. Yeah. And I just remember just giving thanks. And I mean, I just remember like, I just remember all the hard work that I had put in, you know, the entire year, or leading up into the moment. So I think to sum it all up, for me, it was just more of a grateful feeling.
Mm. Nice.
I have some questions for you because I just became a CrossFit athlete, excuse me. And I am at the point in my CrossFit journey where I'm ready to give up. I'm ready to throw the towel.
He is terrible.
You're ready to give up?
It's week three, Tori.
Yeah. Week three.
It's
a tough three
Seriously,
weeks for
three
this guy.
Weeks for him.
Can you give me some hope, some inspiration? I'm sure you've had those times.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm sure you've had those times, Tori, where you
wanted
to give up.
He loves pizza.
Yeah, I love pizza. I love fast food. But you probably wanted to give up so many times. Give me some hope. How can I keep going?
No pressure.
I don't mean to be rude, but, you know.
Lay it down.
Bring it. He needs truth. You can do it.
I mean, I think if you actually want, if this is what you actually want, I don't think you would actually have that thought of giving up.
Ooh.
I mean, I think it comes a point like when we all have that feeling, but it doesn't last long at all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. See, Daddy?
See? We're trying.
Can't give up.
We're trying. We're doing this fitness challenge right now, and
I want to be healthy. You know,
yeah.
I want to. I want to look better for my wife. I want to look, you know, look better for the world. Actually,
yeah, we want you to look better too, bud.
Oh man.
Okay, I have a question, Tori. I read an article while the Olympics were going on. It was about how a lot of the athletes will come home, and once the high from the Olympics starts to wear off, they kind of experience a bit of depression because then there's just like this dip in notoriety or popularity, whatever you want to call it, maybe even passion. Is that something that you are facing, or have you even like felt that a little bit? And if that were to happen, like what would you do to fight against that thing, to keep going?
You know, honestly, I think I'm the complete opposite right now. I've been off of my high, ever since I left Rio.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, because I remember after my competition, I actually started, you know, planning for the new year. I'm already planning for the new year, so there's no way I could still be on the high.
right. So what's next?
Yeah, I'm actually planning for 2017 already.
Okay, what's next for you? And you've got these plans. What's going to happen next?
I mean, we have World Championships next summer, which is held in London.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really sure which events I want to do, but I know for sure that I want to get back into the long jump. And in order to do a long jump, I know that I have to, you know, work on my ankles. I have to work on strengthening my ankles.
Right.
You know, considering I haven't jumped in 2 years.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, so I'm just basically planning, you know, putting together a new program. So I'm looking forward right now.
That's awesome.
That's really cool.
That's truly inspiring to me because it seems like one of the toughest things to come back from would actually be reaching the top, you know, because then it's like, well, I've I've done this. So that's really cool to me to hear that you're like, all right, on to the next one. I'm going to go do this. I think that's really cool.
Yes, yes, yes. You know, I think it's been a point where I was like, will I be motivated for the next year or for the next couple of years? But I don't know why I question myself. I think it's there.
Yeah.
I mean, for my team now to be talking about my nutrition and my supplements and, you know, planning a new program, I think, you know, right now we're on the right page.
We're talking with Olympic medalist Tori Bowie. Where are you calling in from, Tori?
I'm in New York right now.
Okay. Oh, snap. We'll be there in a couple weeks. I love New York so much. Yeah. I can't wait.
We're very excited.
We are nerds. We're going out there to cover New York Comic Con. So, you know, just hanging out, doing some
Comic Con? I'm
yes.
not too familiar with it.
Do you read comic books? You probably don't.
Okay.
You know, going to be out there.
Yeah, we're super nerdy, Tori. I'm sorry.
Yeah, talking movies and TV shows.
Okay.
And, as an Olympic athlete, are you allowed to watch television or movies?
Yes, to each his own.
Don't listen to him.
I personally don't have cable, but yeah.
See, that's good though. That's what I'm wondering because it seems like it would take a lot of discipline, a lot of dedication, most of your time taken up training, preparing. And I just don't. I know.
Here's
for
the deal.
Little ones, they don't see that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. When you grow up in Mississippi,
I may.
Oh, sorry.
I mean, like, I took cable away from myself because I felt that when I leave training, I don't go do what I need to do, like, you know, as far as my treatment for my recovery.
That's a big deal.
I'd rather go sit on the couch and watch television. So, you know, I just kind of took it away from myself so that I could, you know, do the necessary things I need to do.
I got
to
take my TV away.
That's it. That's
Tori,
it. You just answered the question.
I'm going to break my TV today because of you.
Dex is a Netflix binge watcher. He just constantly watches TV shows. Mm-hmm. See, Tori, you are helping him.
I'll be watching Netflix and everything, so I just took it away.
That's good. Those are the things that, like, the youths don't see when you're winning gold medals and stuff, is that it's not as easy as just like, oh, cool, she just showed up and ran.
She's been working at this her
so
entire life.
So much work. So.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you're a beautiful person, Tori. And, man, good luck on anything you do in the future.
Yeah.
Thank you for bringing the gold. And you did a great job. You got the gold, the silver, the bronze. And we hope that you bring home some more medals for our country. Thank you for representing.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Have a great day, Tori.
Bye, Tori.
Tori.
All right. You too.
Well, great.
Guess what? Remember when you aired that stupid awkward fail interview earlier? Chip was listening and texted me. And then he heard this really awkward interview. We're fired.
No, we're not. Check it out, guys. We're operating here with a phone delay. That's why Dex asked where she was calling from. So sometimes, especially lately, it seems like all of the interviews.
Why is there a phone delay in America?
I don't know. But that's definitely what it is because you can count the time from when we ask to when they answer.
Chip, if you're listening right now, it's our phone system.
Yeah, our phone system
terrible.
Is archaic.
Our phone system is the worst.
I'm sorry.
I can't work like this anymore.
Yes, you can. Shut up.
I'm putting my headphones down right now and walking out.
Please don't. We kind of need you.
Just kidding. Totally joking. Love my joke. All right. She was
great.
It
is like, well, you know, like on television, it's easier on television than it is in radio because on television, you see the anchor saying, blah, 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 blah. And then the studio's like, pause. That's right.
You
blah, blah, blah.
You know,
you can hear, you can see them hearing it, but we can't see that.
No.
It doesn't translate in radio, but there's this minor delay because we already have one in case something crazy is said, but then they also have their publicist on and they're on a minor delay just in case there's a crazy snafu or a question they don't like.
Well, the thing is, she's not the greatest at public speaking.
Well, she's just, have you ever seen an athlete succeed on Saturday Night Live? Peyton Manning. Who else?
Michael Jordan.
I don't know. I never saw
him. No, he actually hosts it.
Really?
He was.
What about Shaquille O'Neal? He was okay, wasn't he? I mean, he was in Kazam.
But I mean,
come on,
we're struggling to think of it. Tom Brady, terrible. Derek Jeter had a couple good bits. Terrible. You know, like Eli Manning once tried. Michael Phelps tried. They were dreadful because. Yeah.
So,
it's
guys,
thing,
it's a different world. You have people that aren't that great public speaking.
She's not an entertainer.
And then they're also operating on a phone delay. That's why we'll throw out a question, and then we'll start to throw out another question, but then they'll answer, and we're
yeah.
like, oh,
yeah,
no, no,
so
sorry.
You gotta sit there and just wait a
Amazing.
Second. You gotta wait like 4 seconds.
It's a good thing we have that delay.
But, yeah. You know, those we had some good questions, and she had some great answers, I thought. You know, I mean, I'm definitely going to break my TV when I get home.
No, you're not.
That's my problem, guys. She even said it, though. She said she loves watching TV. And if you, what do you do? If you can't get rid of
something, if your right eye causes you to
cut it off,
you kick your TV in the face.
But you need to save that TV in case a burglar comes in and you can throw it at him.
That's true, too.
Thankfully, Chuck Elmore's coming in, and he's always fun to talk to. So if he's awkward, he'll be in studio, and we just get to smack him.
Chuck Elmore will be on the show when we come back. It's New Music Tuesday. Teo, let's jump into this.
Teo. We played this song in the 6 o'clock hour, and I think four people were awake in total in the city of Albuquerque, and one of them listens to our show. So we're throwing it out now. It's called Storms by V. Rose. You guys tell us what you think about this song at our Facebook. It's facebook.com/star88fm or the live line.
I have only ever known you to be one who does what you say you'll do.
V. Rose, Storms, Star 88. New Music Tuesday.
Not so much on the live line.
Yeah, they dig in it.
Good lyrics, but not feeling it. I think it's a good song. .. 4K Love.
Hey, we need to address that because earlier somebody said, I always hear all this negativity about K Love. What's the deal?
Yeah, that was a great question that popped up because anytime a song is kind of cookie cutter, it's like, oh, very K Lovey from the audience. Mm-hmm. And we did have a Stormy member wonder why people constantly bash K Love because they liked K-Love. I don't think... Here's what I think as far as K-Love goes. K-Love is McDonald's. That's exactly what it is. Millions of people love McDonald's, right? If you're into that fast food, no substance, probably not healthy for you. I'm just kidding.
No, stop it.
K-Love is great for K-Love. If you're into that fast food, cookie cutter, whatever.
Well, it's a syndicated radio station, so if... What separates us from them is that we're local. This is us here in Albuquerque. You know, we want to make a difference in our community of Albuquerque. So K-Love, I mean, it's like a worldwide thing, you know?
Yeah, and it really is one of those things where the Christian music industry is still a music industry. And so just like with country or pop, you've got certain songwriters who know what's, quote, hip, what's good, what's whatever. And it's one of those things where you'll hear the same songs with the same four chords and similar lyrics because there's about seven good songwriters writing all of it. So
yeah.
We try and do something different because there are so many phenomenal Christians out there that are doing amazing things with the talents that God has given them, but they don't get that spotlight on K-Love because they're not on a record label or you know, they don't have this crazy producer or whatever. And that's why we try and do something different. Case in point, Chuck Elmore!
Yeah. Hey, buddy.
That was a good intro.
Hey,
I mean, I'm not going to lie.
Man, I got so pumped.
Chuck, you there?
Hello. It's like, man, Chuck's the best.
Hello.
Hey!
Whoa. Whoa. Is this on delay?
You're on a delay.
Yes.
All right.
Let's practice.
Gosh,
Chuck, how are you doing today?
That was a great intro.
Oh,
I appreciate
good.
It. Thanks,
good.
Guys.
See,
thank
look
you.
At that. Super fast on
I'm a
that.
Little faster than Tori Bowden.
That's an accomplishment to say. She's an Olympic runner, man.
She's a sprinter.
You are faster than her. It's amazing. Yeah. Gosh, that was tragic.
Awesome to be here with you guys.
Awesome to have you.
I haven't
you
been
studio.
Here since Dex has been
here. We haven't been here.
And I'm starting to feel self-conscious about it.
It's your fault, Chuck. You know,
yeah.
I mean, it's your
don't
fault.
Blame him. Don't blame him.
Okay,
he's a guest.
I like that jacket. I might be able to fit
don't
into that.
Don't take his jacket. He's going to try
you.
To take it.
Might be able to fit into that.
This was a $7 special.
No kidding?
Mm-hmm.
That's what
yeah.
I like.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what I like, too.
Yeah.
So go ahead, Steve-O.
No, you're the
show, buddy.
I mean, you're the host. Go ahead.
You were going to ask, so what have you been doing, bro?
No, I was going to say, so what's going on this weekend? Because we just talked about worship and artists not getting that spotlight this weekend. You guys are doing something incredible here.
That's true. We're having a conference at New Life City called You Alone. And it's a good segue from what you're talking about, some of the songs with the real similar chord progressions,
yes,
et cetera. We have a guy named Steve Swanson who's actually nationally and internationally known in some circles.
Okay.
I guess that could be true about a lot of people.
Yeah.
But he's not a national name necessarily, but this guy is phenomenal because he's so musical. He can go anywhere he wants in the span of a song.
Okay.
And when he leads worship, you can really feel a strong presence of the Lord just coming in. So it's a beautiful thing.
It's the minor chords, huh?
It's the minor chords.
It's like it's just doing that E minor for mood and presence.
Dominant 7 every once in a while, yeah. So we're having a conference. He's doing a worship night this Friday at our church, New Life City.
Okay.
4830 Pan American Freeway. And he's leading the worship night at 6:30 on Friday night. And then we're having workshops on Saturday. So we have a really, in my opinion, a really cool slate of workshop topics. We have a world-class jazz drummer, friend of mine from New York City, coming in to show us how to bring 5/4 and 7/8 into worship.
Wow.
Just kidding.
He's like, what?
No, he'll probably keep it real simple, but
like, you don't see that.
Yeah, it's hard to worship to that.
Yeah, could you imagine? Yeah. People trying to clap.
When do I clap?
I don't know.
We'll have someone on the side of the stage that's dedicated to showing them how to clap. Follow me.
No.
The clap interpreter.
Oh, man.
We have some folks that set up canvases and easels and paint during our worship services. So they're going to do some workshops on doing some painting during worship.
Okay. So you're one of them freaky churches.
Yeah. Flag waving, all kinds of stuff, man. It's fun.
Founder's Asian American flag, I'm cool. Yeah.
We like to call it expressive worship, but other people call it freaky. Yeah.
I like to call it espresso worship.
There you go.
Coffee fueled.
It's that.
People are just going nuts. It's dancing,
that
wrong
with
sweaty.
That.
Yeah. We got some high
cartwheels
energy,
in
sure.
the aisles.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
I like it.
I grew up in a church like that. It was so much fun to watch.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Yeah.
Okay. So they're really going to be doing not only painting, but showing basically how to do expressive worship.
Well, we have a guy coming in named Caleb Brundage. He's based out of L.A. He does kind of like, it's hard to describe it, Drill Team for Jesus. I mean, he's this phenomenal flagger.
Is it the power team?
No, I wish.
Like, I'm ripping this phone book
hey,
for the kids.
You can go power team on that guy and just walk over and punch him whenever you want.
I could.
You hey, really should. I'm sorry.
Have I talked
totally
to you guys about the flower team, which is like the
flower team?
It's our version of the power team. Like, we rip a church directory in half. It's like three pages, and we could make a big show of it.
Yeah. Man, I'm down with Beautiful. That. You tell
the
me when the flower
team.
Happening.
Could, I love that.
We could bend pencils. You know, by wagging them in the air.
We could do paper cuts on each other. Like, this guy's going to go through some strenuous paper cuts.
Help him!
Help him!
Oh, dude.
Help him.
Yeah. But that's not happening yet. That's in the future.
Well, I don't know if you've heard, but the three of us are doing CrossFit. So when you guys need a flower team.
I have heard. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Just
you
come at us, bro.
Us. Call on us. Gosh. So a lot, obviously.
A lot, yeah. And the cool thing, I think, is we're not limited to – it's not just for musicians.
Okay.
People come in, learn about the art. We're going to have like an intro to percussion workshop. You
okay.
know, show people how to really shake a tambourine or hit a cajon
what about
or
the eggs?
Whatever. Oh, the shakers, absolutely.
Well, yeah.
The eggs, absolutely.
Well, yeah.
So there's something for everybody. The whole thing is free.
Okay.
Again, the worship night is Friday night at 6:30, and then the workshops start on Saturday morning at 10. Something I'm excited about that I would encourage local worship leaders to be a part of is at 10 o'clock we're having a general session where Steve Swanson talks about his heart for worship and just shares the things that he thinks are valuable in the ministry of worship.
Okay.
And then following that will be a whole bunch of workshops. One of them is going to be a worship leaders forum where I've just invited, you know, as many worship leaders in town as can come to sit around and share ideas. I want to hear how people put teams together, if they do auditions, how they select their music, stuff like that. So I want to have an opportunity for people to get to know each other and hear what's working in other churches that might be helpful to other churches that are in attendance.
That's cool.
Something called Spotify Your Name. It said Glorify Your Name. And what I'll do is on Friday night, when I still haven't figured out the set, I'll just search worship and then press play. And the first four songs that come up.
That's what you do.
And I just know that's straight from the Lord. Just straight from the Lord.
I usually go to YouTube. Good.
We've done I Can Only Imagine 140 times. I'm just kidding.
Again, you are within striking distance.
Take him out. Take him out, Chuck.
You're so good musically that you could just flow just, like
you
that
just
right
flow
off the top.
Like, yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Dude, I am super impressed by, you know, like Bethel, they'll write songs on stage. And I love
spontaneous,
like free flow and just like, you know what, we're just going to go for it.
Right.
And we've seen some incredible things come out when people allow God to move and use them, you know, instead of just being like, okay, no, this is the way it is.
Right.
You know, this is the way we're doing it. These four chords, make sure you, okay, you got it. E, B, C sharp minor, and A. Okay, cool. All right, here we go.
Exactly. Yeah, my buddy Caleb Green from Lubbock is coming in. He leads worship out there, and he's doing a workshop called Songwriting for the Local Church, which I think is good. You know, we have national songs or global songs that everybody can get behind, but he thinks it's important to have you know, a song rise from the local church or from the community.
Yeah.
Obviously, Albuquerque's been going through some tough stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'd be good for us to raise our voices to the Lord together. So,
amen. Free workshop.
Nice.
Yeah, free workshop. The whole thing is free. Okay, Friday night, 6:30 at New Life City. We are having a worship night.
Yes.
Saturday, everything starts at 10, and it goes until 3. We have a lunch break, but all the workshops are free. There's about 10 different things to choose from.
Wow.
So you can get a nice little overview of different things.
Do people need to pre-register or anything?
No,
or
just show up.
Okay.
Yeah, just show up.
Wow, you made it easy.
Yeah, totally easy.
Awesome.
Well, it's good to see you, Chuck Elmore.
Thank you. Thanks for
having me. We didn't even talk about Dak Prescott.
Oh, praise God.
Oh, Dak
Prescott. He was amazing.
I like Dak.
I do, too.
Yeah, he's
his alma mater,
huh?
Yo. Mississippi State.
That's your school?
Yep.
And Dez Bryant.
Let's not even talk about Terrence Williams.
Oh,
all right?
Goodness.
Clock management.
Mm-hmm. Romo, who's that? Who cares?
Yeah, dude, seriously. Best thing that's ever happened to you.
Yeah.
Romo getting hurt.
All right, Chuck. You're welcome anytime, buddy.
Thanks, guys. Right. I'll be back tomorrow.
Okay, cool. We'll be back.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
We had a very Darrison, but let's go hit Terrence list for the bet. They had the pet.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
I reiterate my call to all parties to observe the cessation of hostilities.
Secretary of State John Kerry, the ceasefire now in effect in Syria.
Brooklyn Browns quarterback Robert Griffin III, no stranger to the trainer's table and to surgical wards, broke a bone in his left shoulder and we're told will miss at least 8 games.
Donald Trump in Baltimore at the National Guard Association USA's convention, then traveled to Asheville, North Carolina for a campaign rally.
California becomes the first state to extend overtime pay to farm workers.
In a surprise announcement, Britain's former Prime Minister David Cameron says he has resigned his seat in Parliament.
Target's plan to hire 70,000 temporary workers in the coming holidays is about the same as last year.
The Oxford English Dictionary has some seemingly unlikely new words, 1,200 in all.
Forget about it.
That's in there now, along with YOLO, which stands for You Only Live Once, Gender Fluid, Non-Apology, and SQUEE.
The number of kids here in the U.S. ending up in the emergency room due to soccer injuries is soaring. Nearly 3 million players ages 7 to 17 receiving treatment at the ER for soccer-related injuries from 2000 to 2014. More than 200,000 of those injuries were concussions.
U.S. stocks continue to climb.
A seventh Detroit school principal is going to prison for corruption.
Let me talk to you out there for a second, listeners. You out there.
Talk to me.
Me?
No, the listeners, man.
I'm a listener right now.
They're the Starmie.
I'm a Starmie member.
That's your name, the Starmie.
Whoa. What? You okay?
Okay.
I think the computer just stroked out.
We want you to be a part of the show with us. We do this thing for you guys. It's your show. And I love that we have a live line. We have a text live line number.
Oh, yeah.
Where you guys can be a part of the show with us. You can call us anytime, of course, but we love when you text. We love hearing from you guys. We love the encouragement. We love the feedback. So keep it going. You want to contribute to the show? You want to say something about whatever we're talking about? Shoot us a text, 585-LIVE, 585-5483.
Speaking of being part of us, coming up this Monday, we're going to be broadcasting live in the Albuquerque community.
Yeah.
Trying to raise some dollars for Make-A-Wish New Mexico. You can find out all the details at facebook.com/star88fm.
Yeah, man.
I'm excited,
dude. Making a difference in our city, in our community.
I'm stoked. Shout out to Dave and Buster's Albuquerque, as well as our friends at Rebel Donut. We are going to be broadcasting live outside the east side campus, if you will, of Rebel Donut. They have been so kind to donate some Star 88 donuts to this fundraiser. And anybody that comes down and donates to Make-A-Wish New Mexico, you're going to get a free cup of coffee, a free donut.
Yeah.
2435 Wyoming, that's where we're going to be broadcasting live. Just kicking it outside,
y'all.
Yeah,
come and hang with us. And if you could, go to our Facebook page and share that event with everybody and just invite people to come out and hang with us. And it's all for a great cause. Yesterday, Steve-O read some amazing stories about some of the great things that Make-A-Wish New Mexico is doing.
Totally.
They provide these wishes. They make wishes come true for these children who are battling cancer, who are...
cystic fibrosis. We talked about
they're holding on by
an 8-year-old battling cystic fibrosis yesterday who wanted to be an Army Ranger. Such phenomenal stories of what they do. So really excited to be partnering with Make-A-Wish New Mexico.
Pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, man.
All right. Let's check the roads out there, Tao.
Traffic!
We do have an accident over at Coors Boulevard North at Central. The right lane is blocked. Looks like everything else is starting to move along normally. You guys have a great morning. That's your look at traffic.
This traffic update brought to you by Bear Canyon CrossFit, located at 9533 Osuna, Suite B. For more information, check out BearCanyonCrossFit.com or 505-293-2101. That's 505-293-2101. Thanks again to Bear Canyon CrossFit for this traffic update.
Need to talk to the voice guy later, make sure he
just enunciates.
Well, I mean, maybe a little bit deeper in his voice would be nice.
I got a pretty dope recommendation from a buddy of mine. His name's Tom Hanks. He's done voice work for like Pixar, you know, Toy Story. You may have heard of him. Mm-hmm. Told me that you always should eat an apple before before you do voiceover work, because then your mouth isn't dry and really gets going. His buddy Mickey over at Disney, not the Mickey, he gave him that little tidbit of information. I was like, you know what, Tom? Thanks, man.
Mm-hmm. You know what? Cut his mic.
Okay. Whoa. All right. Or should I say Hanks?
All right, guys. Mm. Let's talk about the Oxford English Dictionary.
Oh, yes.
It's a beautiful, beautiful dictionary.
Oxford, yes, my day.
I read it every day to get my verbiage for this show.
Well, the Oxford English Dictionary, adding a bunch of new words. Pretty good roundup of words this year. Here's a few of the best ones that they've added to the Oxford English Dictionary.
Yes.
Forget about it.
Forget about it?
Forget about it.
How do you spell that dictionary?
F-U-H-G-E-D-D-A-B-O-U-D-I-T. Forget about it.
Forget about it. Yeah, that's like how Sal would say, forget about it.
Forget about it, please.
Yep. Another word they added to the Oxford English Dictionary, Merca.
Merca.
What is happening?
Merca. Meaning America without the A at the beginning. Thank you for that.
America. Wow, that's the definition?
Yep. America.
Stupid.
Clickbait.
Oh, nice. Yep.
My kids are always saying this because they're YouTube fanatics. And their dad is a YouTube star. And they're always trying to give me feedback. Whoa. And they're like, just make sure it's not clickbait, Dad. That video is pretty clickbait. I don't know about that title, Dad. It was really clickbait. Because when I clicked on it, it really wasn't what the title said it was going to be.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Or there's another one, clicktivism, when you support a cause online but don't actually go out and do anything.
Slacktivism.
Swirly was added to the Oxford English Dictionary.
That's when you take a nerd and stick them in the toilet, bruh.
Oh, yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah, that pretty much could have been added 50 years ago. I don't know why it's now just getting added. YOLO got added. We all know what that means.
YOLO! You only like Oreos?
You only like Oreos.
Oh, no. It's happening again.
Teo! Yeah. Your line was, no, that's not it. It means your life ain't boring, yo.
It's in the past. It's in the past.
Squee?
Squee!
I actually have no idea what that is.
It's a super excited, like, yippee.
Nope.
Okay.
It's internet slang for when someone's cute.
Oh. Wait, what?
Squee. They traced it back to an online discussion about Ewoks from 1998.
That Ewok totally made me squee.
That's so awesome. Yeah.
Is that real?
That's what it says,
Steve-O. That's serious. Oh, gosh.
He is reading an article.
That's what happens when our generation is now in charge of stuff. We're the grown-ups who are putting in new words into the dictionary. Mm-hmm. Like, I can remember it clearly.
Oh, yes, Oxford.
Discussing the finer things like Wicket the Ewok from Return of Thy Jedi.
Bracketology.
Bracketology?
Bracketology.
Dude, that's when you're discussing March Madness.
That's exactly right.
Booyah!
Bracketology.
Yep, gotta get my bracket filled
that's
up.
That's really going into Oxford.
Gotta throw down my bracketology. Non-apology. Non-apology was added to the Oxford English Dictionary when you act like you're apologizing but don't actually say you're sorry.
Sorry, not sorry.
Yeah, I was going to say sorry, not sorry. That's
that's the internet slang for the non-apology.
There you go.
Sorry, not sorry.
Also, moobs was added to the Oxford English Dictionary.
Dex, how do you feel?
Okay. No more. I don't really have them anymore, guys. I mean, they're getting pretty good.
Didn't know what it was till this very moment. Oh,
there
gosh.
You go. Just a few more words added to the Oxford English.
Yes, Oxford.
Thank you, my
most interesting.
Lobster butter. That's been my lobster butter. Oh, yes. I'm just going to throw it all over my face. Lobster butter.
Lobster butter.
Okay. I don't know when lobster butter came into it. But...
What are you talking about? Dex said it like three Dude. Times. I just...
What's that?
I'm telling you!
That's the review for that
for
movie.
What?
Yeah.
We're going.
Guys, we can't.
Okay. It's New Music Tuesday. We got to throw it into this next track. This is Matthew Parker. It's called Adventure. Tell us what you think about it. Facebook.com/star88FM.
Our dreams will come alive. Matthew Parker, Adventure on New Music Tuesday. 585 Live. Shoot us a text or star88FM on Facebook. Tell us what you think about it.
Stormy says, Matthew Parker's adventure is actually where YOLO comes from. You only listen once and never again.
Okay.
So they loved it, Stormy.
Loved it.
This person said, do I sense a hint of Justin Bieberish in the song?
That.
Sounds
I said
like
that.
It could be a Disney song.
Oof.
Together we touch the sky.
Okay.
No, dude, that's not a good thing.
We'll go so high.
Yeah, somebody just said, man, it does remind me of like the Disney movie moment where they're just like, yeah, guys,
together
this
we'll
is the
so
montage
far.
Of us doing that thing
together
before we
be
have
tonight.
The big event or the dance or the party or the thing that
sure.
completes the moment.
So the best reviewed song of the morning so far has obviously been Switchfoot. Most obs.
Right. Clearly.
Everybody loves it.
I didn't.
And a lot of the stuff that we're getting on the song from V Rose, even Viridia, is this is too K-lovey.
Yeah.
No!
Yes!
Which
no! Somebody chimed in on the live line and said, hey, how come other Starmy members are down in K-love? I happen to like mm-hmm. K-love.
So here is the issue, friends.
Yeah.
Talk to me.
I wanted to double check because I forget that there's not an intense knowledge of the way that K-Love works
oh.
here. But I have personal experience with it. And I was right, just when I double-checked. Neither V-Rose nor Matthew Parker, and I don't even think Viridia, and I didn't check them, but I could be wrong. So whatever. They're not in K-Love's system. And they're not in Air One's system. And Air One's like the cool, edgy K-Love.
Ooh!
And so a lot of times, these artists get completely discounted because people hear them and they go, oh, whatever, that's on K-Love all the time.
Right.
The only artist that we're playing today that's on K-Love is Switchfoot.
That's hilarious.
Straight up. So, like, that's kind of why I like playing.
Is this the altar call? What's happening?
Shh. Okay.
Yes.
Get the flag.
Ruining my moment, bro.
Get the flag.
Go ahead, man.
So that's kind of why I like playing these artists, because what you don't realize is these aren't K-Love artists, and they'll never get played on K-Love. It's crazy.
Beautiful.
Trying to get played on K-Love. It's ridiculous. So it's important from a different perspective to showcase artists that aren't getting play anywhere.
They deserve a chance.
I think so. Especially when it's not really a bad song. It's just people are like, I only listen to Thrice, right. You know, or whatever. You have to give these artists a chance, too, I think. And then, actually, we get a lot of feedback from people like it.
Come on. That was good.
They like the music. And the thing is, the negative people are the loudest people.
Well, and that's why we have New Music Tuesday, because you are valuable, Starmie. We want to know your thoughts and opinions. But it also takes constructive critiquing. Like, why do you like that song? Why don't you like that song? And because it's K-Love isn't a good answer, because looking at K-Love's top 10 played, like their top songs, we actually play three of the artists. For King and Country, Priceless.
Sure.
Everybody loves it.
Epic song. We Are Messengers. We play some We Are Messengers. Do we play Magnify? Did we add Magnify? Yeah. That's number 10. And Phil Wickham from Children of God. Mm-hmm. And then the other ones that we're not playing, you know, Stephen Curtis Chapman. Nope. Big Daddy Weave.
No.
Aaron Schust.
No.
Mercy Me.
We played one song.
Yeah, not that one. Hillary Scott.
No.
Love and the Outcome.
I think we do play them.
Yeah. And their number one artist right now is Ryan Stevenson.
And we play one song from Ryan Stevenson. I don't think we play it. We had it earlier this year.
Yeah.
There you go.
It's just interesting to me because I think people are like, it sounds poppy, so it's on K-Love. But you don't understand the ins and outs of getting on K-Love. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But on the flip side, if you do get on K-Love, then you do well in the Christian industry.
Well, yeah.
Because that station has such a high...
Millions and millions.
Maybe not that. It has such a high quality reputation.
Yeah.
And if you think about it...
Can you turn Clopez back on real quick? Can you...
Yeah, he was beautiful.
He was amazing.
Beautiful.
Isn't it amazing how...
He's just in the next studio.
That music can just bring any conversation just to glory.
Yeah, it's
That's
wonderful.
Why we have such wonderful things as ambient notes.
Oh.
My dear friend Clopey. He's like, hey, I'm going to throw it down with my talents and abilities. Just, hey, check this out, my friend. Good conversation.
Good conversation. Beautiful.
Today we're going to talk a little bit about spinach. Spinach is valuable to our indigestion, if we have it, right? It helps our digestive tract.
Today we're going to talk about sastrami.
I'm still talking about spinach.
Wait a second. Spinach?
Yeah, man. Popeye eats it.
Heard
it gives him strong muscles. Now, I actually enjoy a good spinach every now and then.
Nice.
Including on my sandwiches. Move over, lettuce, you non-substance watery thing, you. Spinach is where it's at.
I don't even know what you're saying, but I
love it. Well, you wouldn't, Tubbs McGrubs.
Whoa.
Spinach is what you need.
That's beautiful. That's a symbol of American strength.
Yeah.
Right there. Right there.
For health and well-being. Talking about spinach.
If you call me Tubbs one more time, I might have to.
You are within striking.
Yep. No!
Sweep the leg.
No! Come on, man. You can't throw your weight on me. It's not fair. You'll break me. I'm so thin.
Okay.
Attractive.
So thin and attractive.
So thin and attractive.
That's great, man. Thanks, Clopez, for the background music.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Can make it beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Who likes good news?
Good news, everyone!
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 The good news is, start reading.
Whoa. A guy named Ben Ellis teaches Latin at a Christian school in Nashville.
Wow.
He's been battling cancer for about 9 months, so he's been on sabbatical. So his students decided to surprise him last Wednesday by showing up at his house. And not just a few of them. I'm talking the entire school.
Wow.
In less than 24 hours, three different people went to the principal with the same idea. So in the middle of the day, he told everyone to stop what they were doing, and they all loaded onto the buses.
Oh my gosh.
And apparently Ben had no idea until they showed up outside his window and started singing to him.
Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for.
Steve-O's crying.
To be overcome by your presence, Lord.
Come on! I see your hand.
Well, the video, it blew up on Saturday after Tim McGraw reposted it on Facebook. And as of last night, it already had over 20 million views.
20 million views!
24 million as of right now.
Gosh! Oh, wow.
That's amazing, right?
Here's the thing, man. You know, we're kind of being funny with the inspirational music in the background,
I'm
but the
not being funny.
Very real truth is that a lot of times we need that encouragement. We need our brothers, our sisters, our friends around us, which is why we're called into fellowship as Christians,
amen.
Right? Which is why small groups, which is why your close, dear ones... comfort yep. in that time and something as simple as students loading up onto a school bus
yep.
to go over and sing worship to this teacher battling cancer.
The entire school loaded up on school buses.
Over 400 students.
They all went. And there's a picture. It's amazing. You can see the teacher from his window looking out, and there's over 400 students just singing to him. Yeah. You know, and that's it's a song of prayer. You know,
beautiful
it's,
story.
It's so also beautiful. Incredible. Now, I will say it was in Nashville, which is part of the Bible Belt, but it was incredible to see over 400 students singing a worship song mm-hmm. to a teacher. Mm-hmm. I wonder how long until it is pulled because there's no prayer allowed. I'm just kidding.
Well, it is a Latin. He's a teacher. He teaches Latin at a Christian school.
Yeah, I know.
Just,
well,
you know, it's a beautiful story, man.
It's a good story.
Yeah,
it's really good.
Yep. If you see your brother, your sister out there and they're in trouble, they need help, they need encouragement, you got to step up to the plate, man.
Well, you never know how far that little piece of encouragement can go, even if it's something as simple as a smile, a hug, a text to let somebody know you're thinking about them, whatever it may be.
Well, it's good to know that somebody's there for you.
Yeah,
you're not
dude.
Alone.
Hey, you got a friend in me.
You know, this weekend was tough for me, guys. I was going through a lot. I was really just very lonely. And
This weekend,
Saturday and Sunday, I was at home, and my family and I, we were all looking at each other going, man, I just wish we had some friends that we could hang out with. I wish there was one friend that would just call us right now.
No, I hear you, man. This weekend was a little rough for me.
We didn't eat because we're broke.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
really
Saturday, when Teo and I were barbecuing at the mm-hmm. Petersons' house with all of our friends.
Teo.
There was a moment where I was playing football because there was like 14 mm-hmm. of us there, and I accidentally bumped into a table and knocked mm-hmm. over a glass. Mm-hmm. And water just got everywhere.
Oh, man.
And I was really upset about it. But it was really cool to see like all of my friends there like kind of come around me and make sure that it was okay. It was just one glass.
What is happening here?
So it's always good to have that.
That's
man,
good.
And then on Sunday when we're barbecuing again, Teo, remember how there was a little moment he got a little bummed out because he's a huge Dak Prescott fan. But, it was so good to see everybody just kind of come around him and just cheer him up in that moment because everyone was at my house.
That's good.
Just everyone was at our house all weekend.
That's fine. That's good.
All our friends.
I'm sorry, Dex.
Well, maybe next time.
Stop being a baby.
Maybe next.
That's why nobody invites you in anything.
Mm-hmm.
You just bring us all down all the time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Blame Chrissy and Don.
That's not encouraging me at all.
We got to talk about how you talk to your friends.
I don't want to put my headphones
on. Well, we just did this thing on encouragement. I'm just trying to encourage him to be a man, you know?
That's so
it's encouragement.
It's so mean.
Encouraging you.
Hey, are you being triggered right now?
A little bit.
Oh, man. Let me encourage you. You have a great family.
Here's what really happened. On Saturday night, I had a UFC party.
What?
I had a few people over. It was a great time. We laughed. We watched fights.
It was fun. Thanks for inviting me.
You weren't there. You
Teo
were with me.
Stopped by.
Or was I?
No.
Little Johnny Danger running around for a little bit.
So cute.
We had a great time, man. It was a good time just hanging out with the boys, watching the fights, and then on Sunday, they came back over, watched the fights again. We watched it again.
Just not heated the fight.
Because Teo and I did worship at Nob Hill, and then we barbecued for football on Sunday at my house.
Well,
he was with me literally all day.
You can't trust anything you see, because I have cloned myself many times.
Gotcha. Okay.
All right, we got
crafty clones.
Is Quality Tam coming in?
That's a good question.
Who is that?
Even when she's here, is she really here?
Yeah, she's here. Quality Tam, everybody's favorite girl right here on Star 88.
Well, that's because she's the only girl.
She's really the only girl.
I mean, Meg.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Robot.
All right, we'll be back. Keith McNeese, Wide-Eyed Skeleton, Star 88. It's a new music Tuesday. Good morning, Starmie.
Good morning, everyone.
338-3700 if you'd like to call us, or you can text the show at 585-LIVE. 905, good morning.
Hi, today of 8399.
Traffic!
Let's take a quick look at the road.
A lot of congestion on 25 southbound once you get off of Paseo. I'm not really seeing any accident. What is this? Oh, accident San Pedro Drive at Manal Boulevard.
Come on, man.
So look out for that. Also, out on the southwest thing, accident right lanes blocked at Central and Coors. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic,
everybody.
What?
Traffic.
It's a Vlasic.
Yeah, same.
Vlasic traffic.
Quality Tam? Possibly.
That's what I heard.
She'll be rolling in. We'll see what's happening with Tam. Also, a letter. Somebody wrote in from, let's see if you guys have been here before. Where is it? Breckenridge, Colorado.
Oh, Breckenridge.
Beautiful there.
Beautiful this time of year. Just the fall leaves starting to change. It's just wonderful.
Somebody needs their help from Breckenridge, Colorado.
That's legit, man.
Hey, how do you guys feel about this voice? Hey, guys, yeah, we're just listening just smoothly to the music.
Is that Smooth Terry?
No, this is not Smooth Terry.
That's kind of terrifying.
Talk normal!
You should do that on Saturdays.
This is Smooth Gary.
Smooth Gary.
He has the voice of an angel.
I mean, that's true.
Thank you, guys.
It's very soothing.
Got a warm cup of green tea right here.
Sound like you're on a college
You should
station.
Be just our boy Joe, run. Who does overnights. Is that his name?
Shout out to my boy Joe. He's been doing the overnight, and that's usually when I'm asleep.
Yeah. But that's what he sounds like. It's usually because it's like 3 o'clock in the morning. Not that
so
I'm
tired.
Awake at that time.
He's so tired all the time.
What I say, that's usually
all right,
when
we got
I'm
some
Toby Mac on the way for It's you. Because I'm watching all of you while you sleep.
All right.
I have cameras.
Let's jump
everywhere.
In. Okay.
Just jumping into a song?
I am there.
It is New Music Tuesday.
Floats above your
I mean, we'll probably need to at some point.
Taz New Music Tuesday.
You know.
Nah, Music Tuesday.
Nah, it's not time yet. I'll just talk like this for the next 3 minutes. Okay, so this is what we're going to do.
This is a nightmare.
Stop.
You're a nightmare. Uh-huh. This is the new track from Viridia. It's called Still Breathing, which is what you are.
Okay. It's Teo. You can't do that, bro. It's very scary.
I'm going to find you in the
night. Oh, man.
Don't say stuff like that. It's not funny.
I will haunt your vehicle.
Wow.
Don't do that.
And destroy
that's a stabbing.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. I'm going to destroy
Terrifying.
Your gas mileage.
Okay. Terrifying.
585 Live. Shoot us a text.
Wait a second.
Viridia, Still Breathing. Star 88.
That was good, man. Las Cruces chimed in and said,
"Sounds of Egypt."
Yo.
And now the sweet sounds
of
Egypt.
Look at that man right there.
That's Tonesies.
That is Tonesies. Ah! That dude is good.
We literally just saw your better half outside.
Best
Tam.
Half.
Quality He's Tam Tuesday.
Yeah. Welcome to the show there, Tammy.
Morning, Jen.
What's up, Tam?
Good.
Excited you're here. You guys got the memo.
Okay.
You guys got the baseball shirt memo.
I saw that.
Three-quarter length,
cool,
man.
I saw that.
It's good. I wish somebody had given me the memo.
It's weird.
My three-quarter blink baseball tee is my favorite.
Check it out.
That's
Mine
weird.
Says Stranger Things, and yours just looks strange.
No.
So we're the same thing.
No. Actually, and you know what? For she, I saw these cool shirts that were out there, and I was like, hook me up with some of those. Because on the outside, you can get them like custom made or whatever.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Not really custom made, I wouldn't say, because you only have three things to choose from. But they're still custom made in a sense, right?
That's cool. That's good, right?
So it's Fearless. It says Fearless on it. So I have one shirt that says Fearless.
Nice.
And then there's one that I just got that says Fearless, but it's like, it looks kind of like Tao's shirt.
Yeah, Tao's shirt I got in Pennington, Maine.
Oh, you got it.
He did.
For him.
For my birthday, I did not give him a gift for.
And, you know, I hung out with some
You
friends.
Owe me.
I really should work on that. Hey, speaking of birthdays, they announced some birthdays today in Staff Devo.
Whose birthday is it?
And there's Monica Griego has a birthday this month. We
you
got
a birthday shout out to
Jalen Wall, who is in... school ministry.
Right.
Cool dude.
Is this nice a new feature you do?
He's from
She's our she's our staff DeVoe correspondent.
And the third person is no one other than yours truly.
Steve-O? I can see but you when you
dance. It is gonna be my birthday.
Oh!
September 19th.
Let me ask you this. Why do people celebrate your birthday by burning that giant thing?
Is that what that is? The espresso or something?
They like burn it, and then they say, Happy birthday, Tam!
What is that, Steve?
And then they lose their mind.
Zozobra.
It's because I'm getting so old, they're running out of candles. They need to like have like one big... fire.
Hey, that was pretty quick.
Thanks.
It was called the Tamzobra.
Tamzobra.
Will people get offended at me saying that?
Yes, they will. It is a little bit offensive.
What?
So we can dump that if you want, but I am here to apologize for him.
Bible said faith offensive, so I'm all right.
Where are we? Okay, can I just say, Tony Clark was precious.
Incredible.
Okay, so...
For those that have no idea who you're talking about, he was the pastor this last week.
Yeah, he was a great guest speaker.
You really should look it up, guys.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, CalvaryABQ.org, you can grab the podcast.
Okay, so...
Loved
him. Not only was he amazing, can I just say that his wife... is adorable.
Really?
Nuh-uh. Totes adorbs.
She's adorable. Her name is Janice. Denise with a J.
Denise?
That's how she introduced herself. My name's Janice. That's Denise with a J. And she's a big fan.
Of the Morning Invasion.
Of
Tamara.
The Morning Invasion.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And so she's precious, but Tones took him back to the airport this morning, bright and early.
Hey, big fan of what?
I was gonna say battle drums. I didn't want to.
No.
I mean, that actually feels better. Thanks for turning the light on.
I thought you were gonna say something real
here.
Yeah. So she was really, really sweet.
Yeah, she's great.
And they want us to come visit them in Virginia.
What part of Virginia?
You know.
What are we talking about?
It's
right
a good
now?
Part. You guys
you.
Asked me how I was
Thank
doing.
You,
oh
my God.
I told you how I was doing.
I took a coma nap.
Tam. Hold on.
I'm sorry. Go
Is
right.
My zipper down.
Back to you.
What?
Hold on.
Debt. What are you talking about?
He just got nervous.
That's why he's zipper down.
Okay. Tam, Staff DeVoe went well.
I had a question.
Yeah.
Sure thing.
Tamula.
Yeah.
Why is it?
Tam Radical.
Whenever you walk through those doors on Tuesdays.
Oh.
Why are your eyes closed?
Just feeling the music. Why is it that nobody knows what we're talking about?
Man, you are sweating, Dad.
Oh, feel it. Feel it.
He's stressed out.
Feel it.
He's
That's crazy.
We've literally been talking for 5 minutes about it. I don't even know.
It smells bad.
I have a letter to get to. I have news. I have so much going on.
Hey, I like this ambient noise you have in the background.
His name is Clopez.
Yes, he is.
B-Clo.
He's playing with me. You want to sing this weekend? You're probably singing here, huh?
We'll talk about it. Thank you for the squinty eyes, Dex.
I got my eyes closed.
Dextrose!
Yeah.
I walked in this room, you're like, it's Quality Tam Tuesday!
Yeah!
Tam, what's going on?
But then
yeah!
You just like,
yeah!
You went into birthdays, you did a new feature at birthdays.
Okay, hey, lock and load. That's the story of my life.
This, the
don't ask me something you don't
want to
know.
I don't understand.
Mm-hmm. Exciting stuff, guys.
We follow
have a letter.
Lead.
We have a real letter.
Follow my
we
lead,
need to
Tam.
Get to. Yes, Stefan! Stefan!
Who's that?
Come in, Stephen.
He's very mad because he's come back here 7 times today, and
please,
every time
Stephen, take my mic.
Somebody else has been on
take
his
mic. Take my
mic.
I didn't. No, guys, I didn't. It's Tam's time. It's quality.
Hey,
Tam,
I like your shirt. I like your shirt.
Thank you.
I was rooting for you guys this weekend.
Thank you very much.
Stephen, are you excited that the Giants won?
There she goes again. She just
because we're
go
teammates.
Off on another tangent.
We're
about
teammates.
Us. Are we teammates? You and I.
We're teammates. Where we support each other's teams.
Well, guess who the Giants are playing? Just take a wild guess who the Giants are playing next week.
I'm not sure, but we're teammates. I want you to remember
the
that
Saints. They're
when
playing
things
the Saints,
happen, I want you to remember yeah, you that know. We are team.
So really excited for New Orleans to go 0-2 because the Giants actually look pretty decent.
Yes, yeah. Thank you.
Hey, quick shout out to Mr. Stephen Christian for coming to the Bear Canyon with us yesterday.
Oh, I'm clapping in the air.
You look so strong.
I do.
Are you coming back with us today? Are you coming back with us today?
Not today, tomorrow. I gotta do this thing called work I gotta do.
I did tell Stephen that his shoulders looked much bigger.
They're broad.
Yeah, I had to show Stephen a few moves.
He did. Okay, Dex is strong,
he looks
right?
Yes. Yes.
He's squatting over there like, what was it, 420?
Solid.
I had to go over the importance of chalk with Stephen.
Mm. So he did. It was powerful.
But the thing about it is, like, so I'm trying to keep up with Dex, right? Like, I haven't done squats. But I don't think I've ever done a squat.
Yeah.
And so I get home, and I'm walking literally like an old man, like 1 inch at a time. Like,
Yeah. And you have horses. Hobbling, so, like you penguin. Already
just
sometimes have that weird horse walk thing going.
That is not
so it was like, really?
Thing.
Yeah. That's the good. John
you,
Wayne.
Why weren't you there, guy?
Yeah.
I didn't see you there.
Wait, I have a...
I didn't...
Listen.
Not sure why you were not there working out. And
you can play that.
Listen,
there it is.
Steven.
There it is.
It's hard for me.
Poor guy came here.
I'm trying to have friends around me that encourage me to be healthy and go to the gym on the use.
Yeah, you should.
I want to be there so badly. Yesterday, I got some really sad news.
Why are his eyes closed now?
Some really sad news.
What is up with the eye closed?
From my doctor, who told me probably shouldn't lift heavy things for a little bit.
Why is that?
Till some things heal.
What happened?
What happened to you? Why are you healing?
When you go from lifting nothing to lifting lots of heavy things, you can strain your body.
Oh, in what way?
It just stresses it out. And you can disrupt things.
A hernia?
In your body.
Nope.
Yeah.
Staph infection.
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, staph.
Yeah, it's bad.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was your doctor's name Chrissy?
I was told when I started at the gym, they told me to stay away from roids, and I thought I was doing it.
Okay,
that's not true.
It's a different
kind
of roids.
Tamara just got it.
Oh. Wow. I am so sorry.
I mean, you asked, and I my New Year's resolution. 8-9 months ago was to be honest this year.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah,
good
so
you.
I was like, I'm just going to tell the truth, man.
Wow. You only have 3 months left for that. So
yeah,
good
exactly.
For you.
I can't wait till January. It's been a hard year.
Here's the thing.
It's been a really hard year.
Hey, a lot of men go through what you're going through.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, they have commercials and everything about you.
I will be there today.
Oh, and I brought that cream you needed today.
Okay.
Man. Here we go.
It's fine. It's
anyway,
a thing.
Yeah, Stephen, thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, on that note.
Thanks, Stephen. Go Giants!
Thanks for always being encouraging to me, Stephen.
Thanks, Stephen,
just
for supporting
positive,
the Giants.
Positive encouraging.
Positive
that's why Anchor and Braille will never be on K-Love.
Take that back. You take that back.
I'll never take it back.
I have a secret to tell about Stephen Christian as he closes the door.
Oh.
It's open again.
secret.
So
you can't really tell a secret.
He went to a conference.
I'm getting the hate. This encouraging.
I got to tell you this. Can I say this, Dexy? Yes.
Well, you're going to anyways.
Chance,
I don't know why
like
you
that.
Ever asked.
She asked you permission.
Damn.
That was cool.
It's working.
Go ahead.
So Stephen went on a conference. He went to a
cue
worship conference. He was supporting. You know, learning about worship.
Making reading is fun.
Wait, he was in Florida
so
at that
went to
conference.
Florida.
You went to that too? And Chip.
No, sure
and
didn't.
Daniel.
That's so weird. I was looking in the mail for an invite, and I was like, I know I'm going to get an invite
cousins.
Any minute.
And Mahoots
but
went.
It didn't come.
Peter Benson.
Everybody went.
And
yeah, so
everybody but the morning show, I think. Yeah.
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 And
they couldn't afford to send us.
So. Basically, I'm actually telling a serious story.
Okay, yeah, so am I, actually.
Here's
so am I.
What it is.
So am I. Very near and dear to my heart.
So, so Stephen went to this worship conference, and when he was there, turns out, like, we go, and it's like, I mean, they go. I'm just repeating what Skip told me. And these artists, you know, Phil Wickham, yeah, and, you know, and you name all the rest of them. They come up, and they're like, oh, my goodness. You're Stephen. Like, from...
Derp, 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 derp.
Amberlin.
Yeah, yeah.
And so they were this... They were, like, struck that he was there. Just yeah, awestruck.
Just beautiful.
And I think about these Christian artists that grew up, like, you know, growing up, being younger, and what they were allowed to listen to. And Stephen actually opened the door for a lot of Christians to be able to listen to some things. Maybe they weren't...
He's a pioneer.
Yeah, like, I think he opened the door
different
to
man,
a lot of things. And so it was really cool. But it's neat that you see that fruition now when he goes to this conference or whatever, and all of a sudden you see these people. It's like, whoa.
It's beautiful.
And they just love it.
Well, Stephen is a legitimate guy.
All right.
And that's for real.
Lock and load.
Lock and load, she said.
That was it. Like, that was it. That
I
was
wanted to secret? Go longer,
the
but he cut. No, he cut the
wow,
music.
Well,
so I
only
figured
have a minute and a half.
I would do what I'm supposed to do and be quiet.
I don't even know how to log this on my program log. Tam told another story about nothing.
Did you isolate where she said, do what I'm supposed to do and be quiet?
Yep, I did.
Okay, just saved that.
338-3700. Thank you for being a part of our wonderful radio station, Star 88. Good morning.
I'm selective hearing.
Oh, hey.
Hey.
Good morning.
Hey, I got some encouragement for Steve-O.
Yeah, man.
Uh-oh.
Whether it's life or just swimming, always do your best. Ooh.
Thanks, Ryan.
Yes.
Thanks, man.
Talk to you guys later. I'm on down.
Do you have any encouraging words
for
me?
That's awesome. No.
Okay, bye.
That was cool. Ryan Lochte, everyone.
Bruh.
Whether it's life or swimming.
Just keep swimming?
Just do your best.
That's good.
Thanks, Lochte.
Are you allowed to swim yet?
I forget that Ryan Lochte
with your condition
actually listens to us. It's really cool.
I heard
that.
Can
you still swim?
Wait, is he back on hold?
The chlorine stings a little.
Okay.
Who? Hey.
Okay.
Whoa.
Tam's here. It's Quality Tam Tuesday. Gosh, guys, we don't have time for a letter anymore.
Yes, you do.
All right, I guess we can get into it, and then we can take a break. That's
gosh,
fine.
It's burning up hot in here.
We just got a letter. We just got a letter. We just got a letter. Wonder who it's from.
Hi today, Avis.
What? Just wanted to say that I love the Morning Invasion.
Yeah! Love you, too.
We stream and podcast, you guys, from Breckenridge, Colorado.
Beautiful. Great snow
Brecken
out there. Great thanks snow.
Thanks for what you guys do.
Never been snowboarding.
Oh.
My son is in the fifth grade, and his elementary school is about 2 miles away from our house.
Okay.
I know this sounds cliche, but when I was a kid, I walked over 2 miles to school, and yes, sometimes he was in the snow.
Both uphill.
No, I did the same thing when I was a kid.
I want those same values I had as a kid to be passed down to my son. So I make him walk the 2 miles to school every day, even when it's cold. One of the teachers at the school became concerned and actually called me to talk to me about it.
Whoa.
It's not like he's in danger or anything. It's just a few miles, and my son doesn't seem to mind. Our kids so spoiled and chubby these days that
ooh,
they always have to be driven to school. Shouldn't kids be more self-sufficient?
Wow.
Sufficient?
Okay. Listen.
This is an encouraging
first of all,
letter.
This is Breckenridge, Colorado. Like, they're pretty healthy up there.
Oh,
we
think.
Yeah. So
We Brecken they are.
Oh, gosh, please leave. I grew up, you know, well, I lived here for years, and my middle school years was in a little tiny town called Las Vegas, New Mexico. And we lived pseudo I hate this music.
Love
so
it.
Much.
Continue.
We lived, I mean, we weren't 2 miles away, but we were far enough away,
dude,
that I could have taken the bus, but close enough that I could have walked. And my mom did the same dude thing. She wanted me to walk to school. It made me, one, a little more self-sufficient. Two, I had to get up earlier because I knew I was going to have to walk and it was going to be, you know, longer than a car ride or a bus ride away. So I had to prioritize my time, and it actually really helped me out. If my kids mm-hmm went to school within 2 miles of our house, oh, you best believe they would be walking.
Really?
Yeah, dude. Are you kidding me? That would make life so much easier, too, for my wife, who has to take them to school, obviously, because we're already on the morning show. Mm-hmm. So I can't help with that. Oh, please. 2 miles
things
is nothing.
Yeah, 2 miles is a long way.
I have three
way
things
that's
to say about
Luke's
that
age. Fifth yeah grade.
Mm-hmm.
Three bullet points.
Three.
First thing is, let's be careful not to judge the chubby kids, because sometimes that runs in their family and they can't help it.
Which is probably why they should be walking anyways. You can't say they can't help it.
But it's not like they're not going to be chubby.
No, they can't help it. I have family members who, quote, can't help it. And I'm like, really? How's that diet going? Oh, pizza,
hey,
smart.
Hey, here's a great idea. Let's just put everybody in the same boat. Let's do that real quick.
We probably shouldn't do that, especially
with
those.
Steve-O just did.
I can't. We can't do that because we'd sink.
Okay, here's the thing. Here's the thing. Let's be careful not to judge everyone who's chubby, because sometimes they really are working hard and they're never going to be able to lose weight. That's okay. But the second point is, yes, it's great to let your kids walk, and you do show them a lot of strength in doing so, and it builds character, all those things. If they're bundled up and they're warm, they're going to be fine. But also my third point is it's a safety issue as well.
Yeah.
So if your area is a safer place, even though you should still like teach your kids how, you know, stranger danger, danger stranger thing.
Yeah, fifth grade still seems a little young.
It does still seem a little young for a solid 2 miles. It depends on what's around for 2 miles. I mean, if you're willing to.
Well, I don't know if you guys have seen beautiful Breckenridge, Colorado, but I think they'd be all right.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, Breckenridge is a gorgeous place.
I'm looking at it right now. On
it's gorgeous.
Country.
It's gorgeous.
I've never lived there, but it seems quite safe and lovely and wonderful.
When it was last year in the sixth grade at Eisenhower, we lived about a half a mile away, maybe a little over a half a mile away, and Caleb and Jaden would walk home from school by themselves sometimes. But I think 2 miles, that's a trek for a kid. I think.
Nah. Okay, you know where my house is. You know the middle school and high school?
Yeah.
That's about
a mile and a half to 2 miles.
Yeah.
You live in
the suburbs.
Yeah, a mostly safe part of town. I mean, we heard that story the other day about the vandals throwing like things at dogs and windows and whatnot.
Dude, and I'm not saying that, you know, everybody should do it because I did it. I'm not joking. When I lived in Las Vegas, New Mexico, which was not the safest of towns, and little white kid Steve-O, who, by the way, half Spanish, first language was Spanish, jerks, I get into fights regularly.
He's clearly
me and Scotty
over it.
On the way home. But we still had to do it. And there were times, honestly, being genuine, there were times where I'd come home and I would just cry to my mom because I hated it. But single mom, there was nothing she could do because she was working, so I had to walk to and from school no matter what.
You're a latchkey kid.
I had to. That was life. And I seriously did get into fights sometimes on the way home. We didn't live in the best neighborhood. And it was hard, but I'm still alive. And yeah, we can say, well, that was like a long time ago and so much more dangerous now. But
was it?
Right.
I want to read a text supporting Tam's platform. Amen, lady, preach it. We have too many fat kids and too many parents to cater to their laziness.
No.
And I think it's great and it's good that her kid is walking to school every day.
Amen.
Also,
nope, I didn't say that.
Yeah, go ahead.
Also, my husband and I are from Florida. We are currently on a 3-month cross-country road trip. We've been enjoying listening to the podcast along the way. He introduced me to the station, and you guys are so funny.
Stay out of Florida.
Also, parent from Breckenridge is awesome.
Nicole from Tampa. Go Bucks!
Shout out to Tampa.
Yes!
Go Giants.
Never been, but now we got a place to stay when we go see the Bucks play. Come on, guys.
Nope.
Thanks, Nicole. We're staying with you guys.
I'll be staying in Orlando with my fam.
Thank you for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Oh, it's Adam.
Yeah, I think the topic kind of got crazy there for a little bit. I was actually going to share a story about something else, but I don't know if I should change the mood. You guys are having a pretty good heated argument there.
Well, I mean, it's a pretty good. You have little ones, so they don't walk anywhere.
Well, sure, yeah.
But
yeah, mine wasn't really gonna. It was gonna go more towards the encouraging thing that you guys were talking about. I think you were talking about it earlier.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever heard of Desmond Tutu?
Yes.
Who?
Desperate Tutu.
No, Desmond Tutu.
Desmond Tutu. He was a former Archbishop of South Africa. And he tells a story. Basically, I don't know if you guys know anything about South Africa, but apartheid, huge segregation. It was a pretty crazy place, you know, in the early 19th century, 1950s, 60s, 70s, into the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
But he tells a story in his autobiography. Basically, it's called There's No World Without Forgiveness. And he talks about how he became a Christian. And he said growing up in South Africa, you couldn't, white, black people couldn't talk. You didn't look at each other. And whenever he would walk to the market with his mom, there was this white, bishop that would wave and smile at her. And it touched him so much so that he actually became a Christian by it. And he you know, if you know anything about him, he changed South Africa.
Wow.
You know, Nelson Mandela gets more of the, he gets a lot of the praise for it. But if you look up Truth and Reconciliation,
we're looking at a picture of him and
We're
Mandela.
Looking at a picture of both of them
holding hands. That's incredible.
He has a ministry called Truth and Reconciliation. And so it was going back to me for, I think that, you know, I'll speak for myself, but a lot of people that I talk to, we always think that our choices have to be this. They have to have, like, this grandiose, you know, like, life-changing thing. And it always has to be this huge thing. You know, we have to go viral or, you know, we have to have this huge platform. But when you look at history and when you study, and there's so many more anecdotes. I brought up one. But it's always just the smallest thing. Or maybe I shouldn't say always, but a lot of the time it's the smallest thing. You know, waving or being kind that actually changed the world. It's not actually the going viral that's gone tomorrow or the whatever. So that's always encouraging for me.
Yeah.
I kind of look at my mundane life. So I thought I'd share that with you guys.
That's good.
Thanks, Adam. Thank you.
Love it. Thanks,
brother. Keep up the good work, man. I enjoy you guys' show.
Dude, your phone sounds better today.
Sounded great. Just crystal clear.
Little encouragement for you today. You sounded crystal clear.
Yeah.
Right on. I didn't sound like an alien.
Yep.
Yeah.
See you,
man. Right on, guys. Thanks.
All right, man.
Have a good one.
Adam is awesome. That dude is awesome.
All right, we've got to take a break. It's New Music Tuesday. It's Quality Tam Tuesday.
So many people chiming in on the live line right now about the safety issue and kids walking, so we'll definitely touch more on it.
I make my kid walk 2 miles to school every day because I want her to be self-sufficient.
Mm.
Checking in from Breckenridge, Colorado.
Booyah.
We'll be back.
Hey, what's going on in the news today?
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Tao.
And we're back.
We are back.
I reiterate my call to all parties to observe the cessation of hostilities.
Secretary of State John Kerry, the ceasefire now in effect in Syria.
Brooklyn Browns quarterback Robert Griffin III, no stranger to the trainer's table and to surgical wards, broke a bone in his left shoulder and we're told will miss at least 8 games.
Donald Trump in Baltimore at the National Guard Association USA's convention, then traveled to Asheville, North Carolina for a campaign rally.
California becomes the first state to extend overtime pay to farm workers.
In a surprise announcement, Britain's former Prime Minister David Cameron says he has resigned his seat in Parliament.
Target's plan to hire 70,000 temporary workers in the coming holidays is about the same as last year.
The Oxford English Dictionary has some seemingly unlikely new words, 1,200 in all.
Forget about it.
That's in there now, along with YOLO, which stands for You Only Live Once, Gender Fluid, Non-Apology, and Squee.
The number of kids here in the U.S. ending up in the emergency room due to soccer injuries is soaring. Nearly 3 million players ages 7 to 17 receiving treatment at the ER for soccer-related injuries from 2000 to 2014. More than 200,000 of those injuries were concussions.
U.S. stocks continue to climb.
A 7th Detroit school principal is going to prison for corruption.
Quality Tam Tuesday, 9:40.
High today of 83 degrees.
Traffic! Take a look at traffic. Uh-oh, looks like we got an accident. The shoulder's blocked. I-25 south at Paseo. This is going to be a headache. Headache and a half, guys. Watch out for that. It's off to the right. Be very careful as you approach. We've also got an accident, San Pedro Drive at Manon Boulevard. That's your look at traffic.
This traffic update brought to you by Bear Canyon CrossFit, located at 9533 Osuna, Suite B. For more information, check out BearCanyonCrossFit.com or 505-293-2101. That's 505-293-2101. Thanks again to Bear Canyon CrossFit for this traffic update.
Man. So they're like paying the station, or what does that mean?
Damn.
That's good. We have our first traffic sponsor. We're excited.
First traffic sponsor.
Here's the thing. We are a non-com. We're a listener-supported station, and if you're a local business and you love what we're doing on the Morning Invasion, you can support us.
It's like PBS. You know, at the end of the PBS show, it says, this show was brought to you by blah, 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 and viewers like you. Yeah. We're the same thing.
So in turn, yes, Bear Canyon CrossFit was like, hey, we love what you guys are doing. So, if you're a local business and you love what we're doing here at the Morning Invasion, and you want to sponsor, whether it's a segment or the morning show
it's
or whatever,
an underwriting,
you can do so. studio@star88.fm. That's the email address.
Hey, if you're a business, so you better hurry because it's just stacking up real quick.
We want you to get in on this.
We want you to get on this in the ground floor.
We are the most popular morning show in the greater Albuquerque area.
I mean.
That's always.
Hey, we've had three people ask what the name of the song is that we keep playing in the background, the inspirational one. Is that anything?
No idea.
It's a good one.
I think it's
Ambient Number 3 by Brian C. Lopez.
Yeah.
No idea.
Clopey.
I found it on a YouTube video, and I'm like, this is epic.
You singing with me this weekend, Clopey?
All right, guys. It's Clopey's New Music there. Tuesday. Dex, would you mind if I introduced the final
Not
Music
at all.
Tuesday?
When we come back after the song, we'll jump back into our letter, but awesome. Let's jump into it.
Yeah, this is Switchfoot, Where the Light Shines Through. We hope you enjoy it as much as we do.
It's where the light shines through.
That's brand new Switchfoot.
Mm.
Where the Light Shines Through. New Music Ooh. Tuesday. I'm sure people loving that one.
That was nice, Dex. Mm-hmm. He's like, where the light shines through. See that part?
Yeah. What'd you think, Tam? Did you like that song?
I did. I loved it.
Good.
And they're great in concert, too.
Yeah, they are. People loving it on the live line?
Of
Facebook?
Course. But of course.
Good job on New Music Tuesday today, too. Good job, man.
Everybody hates me.
All right. We were talking about a letter.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody from Breckenridge, Colorado wrote in. They said their son is in the fifth grade and his elementary school is about 2 miles away from their house. They make their son, who's in the fifth grade, walk home and to school every day. And there was even a teacher that was a little concerned, called him up and had a little talking to him about it. Because some would say maybe that's not okay. Fifth grade, 2 miles... You know, to school and back. Eh. What do you guys think? 585 Live, 585-5483.
Liveline blew up. Somebody said, I wouldn't allow my daughter to walk if she didn't have to, but I would have my son walk. Sexist. No. Somebody else just chimed in and sent us a YouTube clip from a very theologically accurate movie. It's called Friday. It stars one Chris Tucker and Ice Cube. No, but seriously, it's a moment that was like the actual serious moment of the film. It's Ice Cube. He's super frustrated. He grabs his Glock and he's like, I'm going to show these fools. And then the dad walks in and is like, whoa, son, what are you doing? And he shows him his fists and he's like, hey, look, with these... You win some, and you lose some, but you live. You live to fight another day. And in life, right, there's those confrontations that are unavoidable. But unfortunately, with this culture,
were younger,
man, yeah.
My dad used to say, he would, like my brother, remember I told you guys about how I got bullied and stuff, and then my brother stuck up for me, and then I told on him. But anyway, it was an accident. I was trying to seek for help. Anyway, my dad taught us that the first time somebody tries to pick on you, you tell them, no, I don't want to fight. Then they try and pick on you again. You tell them, I told you, I don't want to do this. And you try to walk away.
Yeah.
He said, if they try a third time, it's free game and we are totally allowed to defend ourselves and we will not get in trouble.
It's like the three strikes and they're out rule.
But you still will get in trouble.
Three strikes, they out!
Here's the thing, though. Even though you don't get in trouble by your parents, you're still going to get in trouble from school.
Well, yeah.
You're still going to get expelled.
That's true.
It's funny how we all immediately in our brain went to fighting. Like, this is why you don't want to let your kids walk to school.
Because you got to, like, but you got to teach them how to protect themselves, though, too, because there's going to come a day where you got to protect yourself.
2 miles,
you don't have to, like,
man.
Reach out for fighting. But, like, say there's some huge dude who's out grabbing kids and just snatching
Does
them up.
Does he have red hair?
You,
what,
you can't,
where?
You
where did
can't
that come?
Just
that?
Expect that.
I immediately thought of the Christmas story, Bully. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. All
okay.
Right. That's okay. Oh, Doyle rules.
Yeah.
It's Boyle. I'm sorry, Diaz.
Oh, Doyle rules. Yeah, okay. We had a lot of people chiming in, though, and it's kind of 50-50. One person said that if your child has the ability to walk and you drive them, you are perpetuating the culture of laziness.
Okay.
That's an interesting point.
I'm going to find out how far it is from
Don't do
our
this.
Kid's school to our house.
Well, Caleb, his first day of high school, right?
Yeah.
That is more than 2 miles, my friend.
Is it?
Yeah, from your house to La Cueva High School?
No, we didn't. We actually, the day before, we clocked it. And it was not even a mile.
No, there's
not
no
even
way.
A mile.
That is a lie to live in that area.
I clocked it in my car, man.
You clocked it in your car?
Yeah.
Okay, that's
you
a lot.
You can clock it.
So
clocked?
You don't know how to count.
You can clock it with a
watch.
I clocked it.
Because he took his longboard, right? And he just like skated to school.
Turn those lights off. It is on fire.
I think it's important. If they have the ability to and if they can, yes, absolutely. Because we do definitely perpetuate that culture of laziness.
That's true.
We do.
338-3700, good morning.
What's up, dude?
Shane. Shane. Hurricane Shane.
Yeah, man. Dude, when I was a kid, I can still remember, but it was totally different. Both my parents worked full time. And, you know, but I remember being in first grade and unlocking my bike and riding home, and it had to be like 4 or 5 miles. And I'd get home, and I had the key, and I'd go in, and I'd be alone until 5 o'clock at night.
You were a latchkey kid.
Yeah, total latchkey kid. It was me, Scooby-Doo, with sandwich and homework, you know. And I just remember being afraid a lot. And my kids today, they don't even have that opportunity. They're taken to school every morning and they're picked up every single day because we have that opportunity and we can give that to them. But like Steve-O, I mean, I just don't know that that's necessarily an option for every family, you know.
Yeah.
But I mean, at what age is it really safe when you've got 11-year-olds, 12-year-olds, 13-year-olds being kidnapped on the streets, you know? You know, my kids are much younger than that, so it's not even an option. I just wouldn't even take the risk if I didn't have to.
Well, that's why they invented tracking devices.
Stop it. But that's also why I said if your child has the ability. Like, obviously, Brody, he is 3 years old. I'm not going to make a 3-year-old walk to school. We're talking about a fifth grader.
Brody's pretty tough.
Yeah,
so.
Who's the same age as Luke, who I'm like, Luke could handle walking to school if he needed to.
What if a drone was following your kid to school? Would you be okay with that?
I would.
It doesn't matter how safe of an environment we put our children in, things will happen, right? This is the world we live in. But I also think by perpetuating this culture of fear, like, oh man, you can never go outside because the boogeyman's going to snatch you up or the freaky molester ice cream man's going to take you. Like, what are we instilling and teaching our children?
Well, I
do think there's safety that, you know,
yes,
there's
those
a concern.
Are real things.
They are.
Did you guys hear about the case in Minnesota that got solved this week after 30 years or whatever?
Right.
It was a kid walking home and he got snatched by this guy and raped and killed.
Yeah.
And like moved the body over the course of these past 20, 30 years. And he finally confessed to it.
No
and it
way.
Was awful.
Oh.
Awful.
Yeah. That was in Michigan. I read that. And he was actually taken in front of his brother and his best friend, and the guy just selected this one child of 11 years old
and took him
and committed a horrific crime against him, and it comes out. So my whole thing is this, I get what Tam and Bo Steve are getting at. Like, you know, it's totally important to let your kids know that there comes a time and a place where you got to stand your ground and you can't be a pushover, and you need to develop that self-confidence to confront those types of situations, a bully type situation, et cetera. But I think that's far removed from keeping your children safe from a precarious world. And I think that it has gotten worse. And I think we see that with, you know, sex trafficking and on and on and on. Mm. I think it is a worse world that we live in today. And I think Mateo makes a great point that, you know, I mean, here was a kid 11 years old, close to home, a couple miles from his house, with two other kids, and he was still taken and murdered.
Rural
and,
area.
You know?
Thanks, Shane.
I want to encourage. Yeah, later.
Appreciate it, bud.
Also, can I just say that this isn't the only way of activity. Like, we don't have to have them walking to school. Like, there's preventative ways you can do.
The question was,
but also in the question, it was, there's too many chubby kids, blah, blah, blah. Well, there's other ways of getting involved in your question. There's other ways that you can give exercise to a child. Like, there's so much. And also, make your kids do some work around the house, too. Like, teach them chores. Teach them that they don't always get
CrossFit
paid for their
for
chores.
Kids.
I'm just saying. Yeah, you know what's really cool? When I was at the UFC yesterday, we were leaving, and on our way out, there's like 6 kids in the little, what's it called? Ring? What's it called?
Octagon.
The octagon.
The cage.
And in the cage. And they were in there, and it was so cool to see these little guys, like, and I told Tones, I was like, look at that kid's calf muscles.
They were I know, yeah, I know. They were just the gym going we go nuts. To, they have the same thing. They
it's
have a
so
CrossFit
cool.
kids
and
thing.
That's important. Yeah. I think that's really important for kids to be involved too. And then they're involved with their parents, and there's some bonding time that's happening there, and there's safety within the home, but you're sure. also getting some good, mm-hmm. you know, enjoyable time. Tones told me he walked to school all the time and he loved it.
I'm proud of this teacher at the school who was concerned. I think that's totally fine to check in on your students.
There you go. That's fair.
And just find out what's happening. You know, maybe they live in a safe place. I mean, Breckenridge, Colorado doesn't seem like a very, you know, it doesn't seem like it's a big city, right? It's a small town.
So the teacher, okay. Yeah, I think a lot of times the teachers probably got concerned because in many situations where a kid's just walking to school, it's because the parents don't give a crap about the
kids.
That's
true. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, so I think it was fine for the teachers to get concerned. Mm-hmm. They're probably like, wait, are you walking to school? How far do you live from here?
Right.
Especially now in this day. I think that's a good reflection on the teacher. I don't even think that's overreaching. It shows that they were concerned about the student in the classroom.
Good choice of words, overreaching.
We're done, Tam.
No.
Show's over.
It's too bad.
Why?
A little more to say.
Well, next week.
We should start a blog.
We should start a blog or a podcast.
A blob?
A blod.
You said that.
Blod.
All right. Let's see. Thank you to Chuck Elmore for coming in this morning. Hanging out.
Chuck. He came in?
Yeah, Chuck Elmore.
Sweet Ola.
Worship conference this weekend, absolutely free. We posted all the details at facebook.com/star88fm.
Can I get the details?
So facebook.com. Just search star88fm.
Cool, just on what time it is. More time.
Yeah. Also at 8 a.m. we talked to Olympic medalist Tori Bowie. She's got a silver. She's got a bronze. And she's got a gold medal. And she's fresh from being back from Brazil.
And she's got incredible interview skills.
No, my sign is no. My number is no.
We gave her a participation medal for her interview skills.
Good for her.
Hit the podcast. It'll be up in a little bit. Just go to star88.fm. Go
to
our Morning Invasion page.
Tamara Ottagon.
Stop it.
Quality Tam on Instagram.
Yeah. Yeah. Love you, Tam.
Love you guys.
See you guys.
That's all we got. There ain't no more.
That's right.
Time is tight. It's the end of the show.
Hey guys.
Whoa.
What are you doing, man?
Just sweating. All of my hard work is paying off.
Wow, this is excellent. What are you doing?
I've been going to Bear Canyon CrossFit.
What?
Bear Canyon CrossFit? Why? What is that?
Well, number one, it's the new podcast sponsor.
Oh, Booyah. Yeah.
And number two, it's where I go to get my sweat on.
Oh, now you poke the bear.
That's right. You can show up. Poke the bear with us. It's a lot of fun. And for $115 a month, you can get a limited CrossFit and a 12-month contract. Now, look, it sounds kind of crazy at first. You're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I don't know about that. But you got to think about it, friends. This is an investment into your health, into your mental well-being, and into hanging out with us as friends. Mm. It's wonderful. Pay for our friendship.
You can find out all the details at BearCanyonCrossFit.com.